You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and you want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the game.
And in case you were wondering, yes, I was also singing that.
We gotta own it, I guess.
Yeah. It's a catchy song. I don't agree with the sentiment.
I like the beginning better than when Meyer just throws up all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I am the winner.
You gotta rain us past.
What do you guys say again?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
And welcome to another
Ragnarok
Actual Play.
Actual play.
I'm Chris.
No, you're out. Oh, I'm here.
I'm building lady.
And today,
why'd you laugh? You don't know that show. Oh,
yes, today we're playing
Wushu,
right?
The ancient art of action role playing.
What's the game though? What's the
No Way Squad?
Yeah, there you go.
Eat some pokes.
I did it. This is a Halloween
No Way Squad
special.
East Coast. Boogity 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 boogity.
Halloween special.
Wow.
AP every week.
Well, every day.
Every week. Like we do anyway.
Week or something?
Yes.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Well, we should stop getting our listeners' hopes up because that might not happen.
Right.
But, yeah. We're good at that.
We're going to try and hear it.
We have this recording going and then we don't put anything up for a year.
I, Edward Dress, do hereby affirm.
No, hey, don't swear an oath. Never swear an oath.
Get me my Bible.
Oh, God.
And you really don't need to cut yourself.
Eric?
God, where did you get the long story
your
from?
Turn for saying your name.
Oh! Eric!
Yeah.
And who's Eric playing?
Oh, Eric is playing... I know we're already up to introductions. I'm playing Rusty Buckshot. I don't remember much about the character, but he sure likes shooting stuff, and he likes cups and diamonds.
Yeah.
Technically, Chris didn't say he was playing God.
I'm playing God.
Chris always plays God, though.
It's true.
Yeah.
Can you stop performing surgery right now, please?
No.
Oh. Actually, you probably shouldn't stop in the middle of
it. He's kind of committed at this point. All right, I'm Alex, and I'm going to be reprising the role of Storm Stormson, weatherman extraordinaire.
Storm Stormson, the sports announcer.
Storm Stormson.
As I said.
You said Storm Stormson.
Well, it's my accent.
Fucking accents.
I am Will, and I am playing Kaku Chibusa.
Penis boobs. Hey, Japanese listeners.
It's cock
laugh at that.
I just said penis boobs, Will. Yeah. Why don't you just give me synonyms? No, it's not penis boobs.
No,
cock breasts.
Those aren't synonyms. Those are just words that mean the same thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's dick tits. It's not the same thing.
Will has been enjoying his synonym class. Let him
be. And he's a martial artist. That can't help but to be like.
He's Goku.
I'm not Goku. No, I'm Goku with
Gogeta. Right? Isn't that what they called it?
Yeah,
when they did the dance.
Yeah,
they did the fusion dance.
Fusion, ha!
No, that was Vegeta. Didn't they turn to Vegito?
Well, it was turned to Vegito. I think it's more like Vegito.
No, but then they put on the fusion earrings and they turned into a different guy.
Potara.
Yeah, that's Vegito.
Oh, that was Vegito.
Yeah.
Gogeta was dance.
Was that the one that got turned into chocolate by Boo?
Yeah.
All right.
What about Videl?
She's Hercule's daughter.
Hercule's the best character.
Al Meyer, and I'm playing Dr. Walter Octavian Augustus Jones X, the old, senile, but very lovely man, doctor of everything. And he also can teleport whenever he wants.
I'm Ed, and I will be playing Chortlebot 3000.
Shut up, Eric.
I got chortle vibe.
Well, I guess Eric, since Eric hasn't been here so long, yeah. He's like, when he laughs, we could probably assume the audience is going
to
laugh.
Chortlebot 3000 is a massive automaton programmed to be a stand-up comic. After standing too close to a microwave, his humor circuits became fused, and he now can't tell a complete joke.
But he's heavily armed, right?
Yes.
So everybody laughs anyway.
But he's like 8 feet in each direction and covered in spinning blades, and he has a Cuisinart in his chest and rocket-mounted turret. He has shoulder-mounted rocket turrets on a shoulder.
Cuisinart is like a blender.
That's who's
I think three games to ask that.
I know what a Cuisinart is.
Speaking of...
Well, I didn't.
Did you look at the classes for the new Borderlands?
No, I didn't get a
chance. Wilhelm has a shoulder rocket launcher that you can shoot.
I thought somebody had a Cuisinart.
What's a lazy Susan?
We got this thing, a Cuisinart?
Does this spinning thing.
Yeah. Did you think you wouldn't get it?
So I'm Ryan. I'm going to be playing Richard Q. Slade, otherwise known as Dick Slade.
Dick.
One night, he was watching Die Hard 2, and he had an accident with his DVD player and was infused with the spirit of every action movie hero ever. Die Hard 2? Die Hard 2, in the airport.
Wait a second. Are you also a samurai cop, then?
That's absurd. Nobody would voluntarily watch Die Hard 2.
Yeah, that's oh, no, I would.
Oh, God.
He was, he does mostly,
the first three.
The guy gave us the pocket.
He does mostly movie cop stuff and movie soldier stuff.
Derek here, playing a new character known only as Pete.
Pete Travers, the Rolling Stone critic, or Pete Travers, not the Rolling Stone critic?
He could be either one of them if he wanted to. Because he is the greatest shapeshifter in the world.
Goofy's rotund nemesis.
Maybe.
His neighbor. Is he Pete or just Pete?
Pete.
Okay.
I hope he's voiced by Jim Cummings.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think
wait,
Derek.
Jim Cummings has got a lot of voices. Which one are we going with on that one?
Pete's voice. Pete's voice, yeah.
Oh, well, actually, as a matter of fact, Jim Cummings is here right now!
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
He just took the Dark Wing Duck the entire time. I'd be
Jim
very happy
Cummings,
about that.
Jim Cummings, if you are one of our listeners, you are invited to play a game.
Yes!
He'll simply refer to Derek as Jim Cummings from now on.
Speaking of, I had the idea that we should do a one-off game where we get our parents to play.
Oh,
my God. And then I thought that would be really awful.
Yeah, I will tell you right now, you don't want that.
Yeah. It could be good, maybe.
My dad used to play D&D. That's what got me thinking.
It could be really funny. It would be worth a try.
Yeah. I don't know if my
that's be a really easy
good.
System.
Hey, Ryan, I'm going to go watch football.
No, Dad, we're in the middle of the game.
This is stupid.
Wait a minute. Why is the guy attacking me?
he's a goblin. That's what he does.
I don't want him to attack me. I want to fight the guy. So fight him.
We have to,
I don't want
him. We have to pick a very easy system. Yeah.
I don't want to fight this guy. Why is he attacking me?
We've got one last person.
Oh, yeah. My name is Brian. I am new. Yeah.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. And, yeah, my character's name is Sticky Flamebers. And I like to light things on fire and steal things.
Okay.
Oh my
God, you're right.
He
should look exactly like James.
How much do you think? No, he should look nothing like James. He should be the only character who bears no resemblance to James.
Black mohawk.
I could look like James if I wanted
to. Also, Meyer, you realize that this is a recording, so no one knows that you're joking when you said he's Chinese.
Because that was a joke, yeah. It was my own joke. I want everyone to think he was Chinese.
This is his own personal joke.
Thanks for ruining it.
I wanted people to think James was Chinese.
It's funny
too.
Because he's taught in Asia, like that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking about
Yeah.
Alice Ruin.
No, everyone knows James is Chinese.
Okay. That was my joke for myself. Happy birthday.
We need to keep David Black because he's been racist on the air.
David's a black guy we know?
Oh, David's Chinese, too.
Yes, he is.
I don't even know.
He might be offended by that, Meyer.
He's Malaysian.
Actually, he's Jamaican.
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 He's everything.
He's even got Indian.
How can you have, like, Asian, which is, like, a big, like, you know, grouping, and then you have Jamaica?
So how many people were in China?
It's 1.4 billion.
And none of them could possibly have moved to Jamaica.
He was telling me the other day, his mom...
But Asian could be Indian, could be Chinese, could be Japanese. And
here's the deal. One of his parents is way more specific than the other.
His mother was born in Jamaica, but she was born to Chinese parents.
And Jamaica, the country,
so it was a place.
It's a country.
That's very possible.
Jamaica's not a city, it's a part of Queens.
No, it's a city. Everything is a city if it has a name.
That's
about you.
I'm a city.
Okay, should we...
Yes, very much
Derek,
so.
Derek, would you like to do a new freeze frame thing for your new character?
Sure.
So that's just make up a 4-point threat and take care of it.
That was 10 minutes of bullshit, by the way.
It's all right.
That's a good one. It felt a lot longer.
It was quality bullshit, though.
It was.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Fisher takes place in Boston.
Okay.
The city?
And we're very specific about the geography.
That's right.
Okay.
There's a volcano.
Especially the geography we've added.
There's a volcano.
And the volcano?
And the Boston volcano, yes.
And a hot spring.
Right.
Well, we created the volcano.
Right, and the DBR, downtown Boston River.
Right. That's where the volcano is.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Just so you know.
And also where the hot springs are.
I'm new. You really don't need to do that.
All right. This scene is done without any... dialogue. It's just done with musical accompaniment.
Okay. Is it?
No.
I would like my dad.
Time comes over like this. Tree.
Favorite plant.
We open on the financial district of Boston. There are people, well-dressed people walking to and from.
The old FDB.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Uptown Boston?
Yes, Uptown Boston.
Oh, man.
People walking in three-piece suits with briefcases in and out of glass and steel buildings. And as you see a gentleman walking, and he is carrying a briefcase, and as he passes by a tree, he then becomes an attractive woman carrying a briefcase. And as he passes by a tree, he becomes a young child on a skateboard carrying a briefcase. Each time, getting closer and closer.
So we're using the trees to hide the mat lines.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to work it somehow.
Yeah.
Just wait to bring the wire work in. as he enters the bank, he's waiting in line.
Sorry.
And as he's standing in line, you notice that he is transforming into various people who walk past him as he is standing in line. So now we're doing CG. We've got out of the
map.
He works his way to the front, transforming himself into the security guard, walking around the other side of making himself behind one of the counters, transforming into the. With sound even.
Thanks, Will.
He's replacing one person as people leave a location. He enters that location looking the same way they did. So a security guard walks away. He walks up with a security guard. A bank teller walks away. He walks up with a bank teller. He goes to the bank. He goes to the window. He opens the drawer. Takes the money out of the drawer. Puts it in a briefcase. Walks back out. As he's about to be caught, he turns into a potted plant.
Ooh. With a briefcase.
Okay, so your threat was the bank that you were stealing money from.
Yes.
Take 5 details for that.
Okay.
And then it just freeze frames on the...
You roll 5 dice. Roll 5 dice.
Yeah, what is it?
Sixes.
Sixes, right.
Now, you get to decide how to split them between attack and defense.
Right.
Nothing's going to attack you, though, so...
Just roll them all.
In the future, you might want to defend, but right now...
That's fine.
What was the music accompaniment?
What was the song?
I was kind of picturing the Mission Impossible.
Uptown Girl.
Yeah, Uptown Girl. That's funny. It can be Uptown Girl. That's funny.
All right, you another guy.
Uptown Girl. All right, we're not making money off of it.
Eric's all right. What am I going to roll?
Whatever at or below your skill.
Whatever skill you're using, shapeshifting, okay. Probably.
Yes.
You want to roll at or below?
5.
All right, you win. You get the money. So you turn into a plant. The screen zooms in on the plant. And it says, "What was your name again?"
Pete.
Pete on the body.
No. Before it does that, the plant grins.
Yes, I
the
grin.
Then it says
the plant smiles.
It winks. Strange how it does that without eyes.
It's also very disconcerting.
Okay, Fisher, you get the idea?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess so.
Try it.
It'll come along.
It's hard to follow. But all right. We're in Boston.
Boston. Yes.
Boston.
It's the city.
The city of Boston.
Yep.
And the city is a person? No. Because Eric is a city as well?
That's right. Eric's a person and a city.
Okay.
It's like Plato's Republic.
Yeah.
Justice of the soul.
Will, stop barking!
No, it's his butt.
Good Will.
It's good Will.
Good boy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure our listeners appreciate the very visual rubbing.
They can definitely hear the fabric sound.
All right. Let's see.
Can we just, like...
Is it stranger than he is?
It's hard.
does Sticky have any, like, a nemesis or an arch enemy?
I can't think of anyone.
The Extinguisher.
Yeah.
Extinguisher, okay.
Okay.
All right, so it's Sticky Flames is... Sticky Flamers is walking through a store, pickpocketing things.
Yeah.
And leaving little scorch marks behind.
Okay.
And at the end of the aisle, just, you know, it's just a dramatic, like, almost Mexican standoff style.
That's right.
Just... Shut up. The Extinguisher steps out.
Brandishes his fire extinguisher.
His weaponized fire extinguisher.
Which is strapped to his hip.
Well, no, he's got a big tank on his back with a hose to, like, a nozzle. Right.
He's, like,
which is on his
he's
head.
Like, steaming, because he's, like, pretty much covered in liquid nitrogen.
Oh.
So, yeah, I guess then they stare at each other.
Okay.
He says, "Hey."
Hey. You die a lot so far.
And, then it tries to stop the extinguisher by lighting a purse that he just stole on fire and then throwing it at him.
Why are you looking at me?
Chris is the...
We all know how much you love to steal purses and light them on fire and throw them at you.
Yeah. And
you're staring at the rest of the game.
And then I think... Then he would accidentally make the store catch on fire, except the extinguisher, but the whole building then falls down on the extinguisher, and he, like, lightly just sneaks out.
Okay. Give yourself a dice roll for that.
Does he, like, moonwalk out?
Yeah.
So I would say you use mostly your fire skill there.
Welcome. Fire skill.
Roll 6 dice and get at or below...
4.
At or below 4.
4.
That's 5 successes.
All right.
Yes, so you win.
Yay!
All right. So as the building crushes the extinguisher, it falls down everywhere.
You might say it extinguishes him.
As the building extinguishes the extinguisher, it falls out on the whole building falls except for the part where Sticky Flames is standing. And there's just like a column of 2 pillars with a little bit of ceiling, and he's standing there in a pile of rubble, completely untouched. And he just freeze frames right on him, and it says, "Sticky Flamers." Sticky Flamers?
Yeah.
Stinky Diver.
I was just picturing it as the whole building falls down, but the one part falls, like, with a doorway that falls down, so he goes right through the doorway.
I like that.
And it's like an aisle that says hot sauce over it or something.
Yeah.
They have a whole aisle for hot sauce.
Yeah,
this is a really weird store that's just stealing purses and hot sauce.
It's a spicy part of Boston.
Probably a Marshall's.
Purses and hot sauce. Purses and hot sauce. You may have thought you couldn't get your purses and hot sauce at the same place.
No, well, here at Purses and Hot Sauce, we only sell purses and hot sauce.
It's the Uptown Boston Hot Sauce and Purse Emporium.
No.
Spatula City! Spatula City!
For enough money, they'll put your hot sauce in your purse.
Or they'll put purses in hot sauce containers.
Oh.
Or they'll put hot sauce in purse containers?
Classy.
Don't be crazy.
What's a purse
it's
container?
It's not a boutique.
A purse container is something that you put your container in to hold it.
Very well.
It's a purse-shaped bag.
It's a slightly bigger purse.
Meant for holding smaller purses.
Oh my god, alright.
Okay, so
this side of the table's having fun.
Well, you and your Russian nesting purses.
The Bostonian nesting purses.
Matryoshka purses.
You've all got a call. Mr. XP is looking for you.
I ignore it.
It's Halloween, right? It's Halloween.
Oh, then I'm definitely ignoring it.
I know what I'm doing.
I have my phone on me. I'm in a tournament.
You're in a tournament.
Trotobot's going to go trick-or-treating with Stormy.
Yes.
I'm probably hanging upside down in my tree waiting for someone to pass by my
Are
red
you
bowl.
A bat?
No, I dabble in...
It's Halloween. He's dressed as a bat today.
Yeah, exactly.
Trotobot shows up wherever... Where do we want to meet?
Outside of the handbag and hot sauce.
Okay. So, Trotobot...
Burnt
oh, no!
Oh.
Eddie Gang's East Coast. All
right.
Joey Chang.
Joey Chang.
East Coast.
All right, so, as Trotobot rolls up, you see that just all out of all of the spikes that are jutting out of him are baby animals. Deers and seals. Speaking, they're impaled on his spikes.
Oh, gosh.
Trotobot, what's your costume?
I'm Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps. Get it? Ha-ha! Ha-ha! Ha-ha!
You're terrified.
I get it.
It wasn't a joke. That was the joke.
Okay. Does Rusty Buckshot have that reaction?
Oh, well, I don't think he's gotten there yet.
I know.
You could be. You're hanging from a tree, right?
That's true.
It could be whatever tree you want.
That's right. It could be the very tree you happen to say that joke next to. I just dropped down. I don't get it!
Oh!
I take a few steps back.
Can you explain it to me?
Chortlebot's
eye.
Haven't heard a joke in a while.
Chortlebot's eye just... it stops. It's scanning back, back and forth.
It's a silent eye.
Yeah, and it's scanning back and forth like it's blue, and then all of a sudden, it just stops dead in the center and pierces red. And he just turns his head to you. Comedy error. Comedy error. Humor not funny if needs to be explained. Destroy. Destroy. And then he rolls off and just starts savaging a bunch of trick-or-treaters.
No, that's funny.
Word of advice, you probably just want to laugh or whatever.
I've been away for a while.
Don't know who you are. What are you doing here?
We haven't met?
No, we did. I just didn't bother to remember you.
It's all right. I like to be mysterious.
A trick-or-treater's head goes whizzing in between the two of you.
Oh, dear. We should probably try to calm Trotobot down.
Storm reaches up and just plucks the candy bag out of
the Got any chuckles?
No.
So, how do we calm the big guy down? He seems a bit...
Actually, he'll probably just run it through his system once he runs a few children through his system.
If you guys look over, he's got a child by the legs, and he's just like Hulk to Loki.
Yeah. Just let him work it out.
Bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam.
The child is just as famous.
Not funny! Not funny! Not funny!
I wish I remember what voice I had in this character.
And just so we know, they're orphans, so it's okay.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
No, Noise Squad doesn't like orphans.
No.
Oh, it's not that we don't like them.
We kill them a lot.
Yeah. It's just that.
I tried helping the orphan.
Alright, I guess at this point, Rick is going to pull up in his Honda Fit that we established that he has. he gets out of the car. He is dressed
before
in...
Before you get out, your windshield is just sprayed with viscera.
The windshield wipers start just, going.
The bodily juice or the wrestler?
Bodily juice. All right.
I do the whole windshield washer spray and windshield wiper. Just
it doesn't help very much.
No, makes it worse. It's just moving the guts back and forth.
He's dead.
You've got tree blood on your windshield.
You do a side gag on audio.
I get out of the car, look dubiously at my bloodied windshield, and then activate my alarm, even though nobody's probably going to steal the car covered in blood. I walk up to Storm and Rusty. Dick is dressed in coveralls and sneakers with a stripy shirt and a red wig. He is Chucky.
Huh. I'm a bat.
Howdy, friend.
Like Chucky from Red
Your
Red?
Man bat.
No. From Child's Play.
Oh, okay.
Storm is dressed as himself.
Of course he is.
It's actually a very popular costume this year. You look like Batman, but you're actually man Bat.
Nice. Hey, Dick, how's it going? Do you remember this guy?
Evening.
Neither do I.
He's the guy with the cup of diamonds, isn't he?
Oh, right.
Are you trying to get my diamonds?
No.
Good. No one gets my diamonds.
I just realized now I've started talking like Rusty Venture Jr.
Yeah.
We should probably do something about...
Not Rusty.
We should probably Jonas do something about Chortlebot.
He'll run it out of his system soon enough. He's running out of orphans.
Two doctors walk into a bar. Murder! Murder! Murder!
That's a good one, Chortlebot.
Ha-ha! Ha-ha! Ha-ha!
He wheels his way over. Ah, you have arrived, Dick. Good to see you.
I am here all the week.
That was a pretty good gag, Chortlebot. Covering my car in guts like that.
Ah, consider the irony.
Yes, I'll do that.
So, are we going to go trick-or-treating or what?
That was the plan. Where's everyone else?
I don't know.
Hello? Are we not doing hello anymore?
We're un-hello now.
What's that from here?
Sock baby!
Sock baby Jesus is the sock savior to the sock people.
Walter appears. Appears. Hello, I would like to buy these bunch of eggs and toilet paper, please.
You teleported away from the grocery again, Walter. But don't worry.
He has a credit card, ma'am.
Thank you.
It's like a credit card he gave Byron in 1984.
Yay, it's a good year.
I added to my pocket filled with all the other useless shit that Walter had.
I would like paper, please, not plastic.
All right.
Do you guys intend to go back to the headquarters or no?
No.
Probably. They don't intend to, but they're going to.
Okay.
It's no way spot. We avoid the plot. Right?
No, I know. Because
the two new fellas are at...
I would have no reason to come to where you guys are,
Chris,
which is why
Chris has literally had a plot hook.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting on the sofa in the office for like 5 years.
I remember that one. Yeah.
Torso Man.
That's right.
But he's not all Torso Man, just his torso.
Yeah, just Torso Man.
We already took down Tarbo Man.
No, you didn't.
No. Tarbo Man is the one who caused Torso Man's problem.
Yeah. Torso Man, Tarbo Man ate all of Torso Man's limbs, and Turbo Man ran away with Torso Man's torso. And now Turbo Man wants to go back to Tarbo Man and get Torso Man's limbs back from Tarbo Man.
Right.
Okay. So it's very simple, guys.
Turbo Man is sitting in our lobby with Torso Man's torso,
right?
But waiting for our help.
Wasn't there?
Tarbo.
Yeah, we're not there. Right now, Richard,
didn't we fight a dinosaur though?
No, you're supposed to. That's the one you keep avoiding.
We did defeat the Axis of Axes.
Right.
I thought it was like Tyranno.
There were gorillas. Yeah, Tyranno Men. You just didn't do it yet. He's still rampaging. He's been rampaging for months.
Right? Called the son of Tyranno Man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Tarvo Man is the son of Tyranno Man. Yes, Tarvo Man is the dinosaur that's rampaging.
The lore in this is just mind-boggling.
Sorry.
Somebody doesn't get me some damn chuckles right now. I don't know why I reach down
into the gutter and pull a
I grab an egg and I throw it at his face. Trick or treat.
I appreciate the humor. It would have been better for me.
I've learned all my... I learned everything from the steward or whatever it is. A little girl reaches up and hands it to you.
Glad to be of service.
You may remember her.
Nope.
Okay. It was Gator Girl.
I honestly don't know who Gator Girl is.
All right, that's fine.
Even out of character, I don't remember who she is.
I remember.
She looks at you lovingly and she hands it to you and you just go, thank you, little girl, and hand it to him and walk away.
Yep.
That's been worth it already.
Now, what say we go door to door in the Uptown Business District and see what candy we can get?
Dr. Walter is dressed up as the first Dr. William Hartman. Dick, your phone is ringing again. This time it says Mindy.
It's always Mindy.
Just a second, guys. I gotta take this call. Hey. Answer it.
Where the hell are you guys? Where the hell are you?
It's Halloween. It's Halloween, Mindy. We're trick-or-treating.
You can't go trick-or-treating. We've been calling you for the last 2 weeks.
2 weeks this time, is it?
I've been calling you for 2 weeks. I don't know what Mr. Exby does.
All right. I think I can get everyone there.
You better, because otherwise I'm going to come down there and get you.
You better have crunch bars, though.
Turbo
Man, can you go get some crunch bars?
I like some Whoppers.
That's right, we'll help you if you get the crunch bars. Now go.
Oh, 2 minutes not to make promises she can't keep.
It's fine. She's on speakerphone, I guess.
I hadn't planned on it, but.
Okay. Well, I can hear her anyway.
She's very loud.
All right.
I'll see what I can do, Mindy. Can I hang up the phone? You know, guys, there's a great shopping center where I think we should start trick-or-treating. I hear they have crunch bars.
Oh. Are we going to be able to score some full bar candy?
I think so. None of that bite-sized bullshit.
It's bullcrap is what it is. Storm Thompson goes full bar. Storm Thompson goes full bar or not at all.
Storm Thompson. Full bar? What is this, a Perkins?
It's more of a defense mechanism at this point. Well, then lead the way, chums.
Just input the directions of my GPS and we'll fly there.
As Chortlebot takes off, Dick screams,
but where are the full bars?
Dick is just screaming as he...
Is it 5 o'clock yet?
Chortlebot is holding him in his hand like a rag doll, rocketing into the sky towards the destination.
All right, Storm summons a tornado so he can ride on and follow him.
Do you gentlemen know what time it is? Is it 5? I have to be home
by 5.
Time
to get some mad good candy. Don't worry.
My wife is making dinner and she told me to be by 5 o'clock.
We'll have you back in plenty of time.
I'm just walking.
I just teleport.
I'm walking as fast as a bullet, though.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Whoa! No parry, then just teleport back.
Just teleport back to the store.
back to the shopping center.
Koku.
Koku, your phone is going off in your bag, off to the side. Dirty looks.
Luke's.
Well, I just finished my match, so I go over and pick it up.
It's Mindy. Is this Kaku?
Yeah, what's up?
Where are you? We've been waiting.
I've been at a tournament.
For 2 weeks.
In New Hampshire. It took a long time to charge up.
It's winning.
It's
extensive.
Well, we need you at the Norway Squad headquarters. You here now.
It's Halloween. Like, can I bring my costume?
Yeah, sure. Wear whatever you want. There's no dress code. Just come.
All right. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
I mean, it won't be 5 minutes for you.
That's a real thing Will said to us.
Yep.
I mean, Ryan specifically.
Yes.
I'll be there in 5 minutes. Oh, all right, we'll go get a table. Well, not 5 minutes for you.
I was so confused.
Really? With something Will said? I find that a little hard to believe.
So, Mindy just kind of and hangs up on you.
All right.
I guess you guys want to arrive at the No Way Squad headquarters and meet your two new friends.
While they're on their way, a 5-year-old girl walks into your office carrying a briefcase.
Into Mr. Exby's office.
Mr. Exby's office.
Okay.
Puts it down on the table and says, "I think this will handle payroll for the next month."
Oh, I'm sorry, young lad, young lady. If you need candy, ask the lady out front.
Before your eyes, she transforms from a 5-year-old girl to a rather large vampire.
Ooh, what a costume!
Can I suggest a gimmick for your character?
Sure.
He can shapeshift whenever he wants, but only if there's a convenient movie-style pan in front of something. So the camera spins like behind Mr. Exby, and when it comes back on the other side...
That's fine with me. He needs a convention. I'm fine with that. Okay, so they go. Okay, so so I got it.
So
you go, you know, the girl, and the girl goes, "Okay, fine. Excuse me." She ducks down behind the desk, comes back out as a vampire.
Oh,
is this okay for you?
Wow, that's quite a costume, little girl. Who did your mommy make that for you?
Pete.
Oh, Pete, we spoke the other day on the phone. I hired you.
You were the phone.
Stop.
Work.
Did many things, Bob.
And this must be that money you were talking about.
Yes.
I'm not allowed to ask where you got this, huh?
No.
All right. Mindy, can you please launder some money for us? Mindy? What? Come launder the money. She comes and gets the money.
Can we say that Mindy is dressed as a sexy mouse?
I think Mindy's wearing a shirt that says, "This is my house."
This is my house.
For some reason, I have Will written down as Chick Norris.
Yes, that's his nickname.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wrote that down, too.
All right.
Because we tarred and feathered him.
That's right.
Don't forget to haze the new guys.
Yeah. Classic hazing.
At this point, Chortlebot, carrying the unconscious Dick Slade, comes barreling through the just boarded up already hole in the ceiling, because at this point they don't even fix it anymore. They just board up the hole. He just comes through the boards and crushes the already crushed things that are under it that they don't bother with.
There's actually a big red circle with an X that says, "Do not place anything here. Chortlebot's preferred landing spot."
Dick is just muttering, "Cotton, eardrums burst, bleeding."
Hello, Mr. XP. Hello, vampire.
Good morning, Mr. Chortlebot. This is Pete, the newest member of our team.
Don't forget to greet Mr. Slade, and I just throw him on the ground.
Oh, hello, Mr. Slade. You're looking fairly unconscious today. There's actually, apart from Pete, Sticky Flamers is waiting out in the lobby with Mindy and Turbo Man and Zhao Meidong.
Speaking of which, there's a jingle from the front lobby. A storm actually walks in through the front door.
There is a orange cutout of a, you know, construction paper jack-o'-lantern in the corner, and it says boo. It doesn't say boo. It's got a little cutout.
I know.
Right, okay.
Storm gets scared. Boo. What are you trying to do?
It's a smiling jack-o'-lantern.
That's terrifying.
Also, on Mindy's desk, if you've ever seen, you know, the little pumpkin that has a smaller pumpkin inside it, it's got a mouth, you know, she's got one of those on her desk.
All right, well, that's too much. I throw lightning at it.
Spooky.
Storm just...
I don't...
Ah!
Spooky
behavior.
Desk explodes.
and she just looks at you.
There was some kind of horrible creature on top. I'm sorry.
That was my Halloween decoration.
Well, I got it for you.
I hope you'll be getting me a new desk next.
Nope. That's Mr. Exby's job.
Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat, please.
Yes, where's the candy? We were promised full bar.
Chuckles!
I had candy in my desk. Well.
So you have no treats? I pick an egg and I throw in her face. Trick is!
She dodges the egg. You don't even see her move, but the egg hits the wall behind her. Just keep
having it. I'm going to have words with Mr. XP about this.
I walk out. I walk out of the place and go to the next store.
The green bakery next door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Check your treats, smell my feet, give me something good.
She chases you out with a broom.
Mr. XP, I was promised full bar candy.
Yes, yes, so we sent Turbo Man out to get some candy. And all of a sudden there's a flash, and a man in a red suit carrying a torso is standing next to you holding fun-sized crunch bars in a bag.
I grab them and smack him with them. What the hell is this shit?
Mindy told me if I got you crunch bars, you'd help me with Turbo Man.
These are fun-sized. I was promised full bar!
What was it to me? Fun-sized are the most fun-sized.
Sure, don't buy. Be a deer and take care of these.
Look at my face. Do I look like I'm having fun?
I am Storm fucking Stormson. Hey, I don't get out of bed for fun size.
You corrected me before I said Stormson. It's Stormson.
Chortlebot drops the fun size candy bars into the Cuisinart in his chest and just sprays a gout of chocolate at,
and blood.
And blood. And orphan blood at Turbo Man.
Turbo Man is covered. In fact, you push him up against the wall and he gets knocked unconscious.
What kind of show are you running here, XP?
Wow, it sure looks like he put all his eggs in one basket.
Broke the sound barrier. Unprotected. All right.
You are not laughing, vampire.
Wait. I lost track a little bit. We're all in your office. We're not all in the lobby.
It's a very small office with a giant hole in the wall.
Right.
So
it's ceiling three.
Yes. And
very well. So that's fine. So is this still work?
You're
so
in basically, the office. Some of them are in the
That's fine. So you turn because no one was looking at me at that point in time. You turn and there's no longer a vampire. There's actually a construction worker. You don't know why he's there, but he's there.
You are not laughing, vampire.
All I know is I got to figure out how to fix this wall. And, this is all you guys keep messing this up. And this man brings me down here to fix this wall.
Oh, my God, the construction worker is finally here. Thank you. There's been a giant hole in this wall.
About this time.
Okay.
The wall behind XP breaks open. And standing there is Kaku, but dressed as Neo.
You know there's a door on the other side, right?
Come in. Very well. I shall make my exit through the door.
Charlie
turns around and just rolls through the doorway, taking out the entire storefront.
I'm going to retcon for a second.
Yeah.
Storm is not dressed as himself. He is dressed as Brian Williams.
Brian Williams?
The newscast.
He's a newscast.
Oh, okay. All right.
Look out. Here comes the Williams.
You have a different color tie on. Is that the difference?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a charcoal suit.
Oh. His daughter's on that show, Girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Peter. She's Peter Pan.
Yeah, she will be Peter Pan, yeah.
Her favorite Pan.
Yeah, not Walter Cronkite.
I like Brian Pan.
That's so weird.
Yeah, but you like Peter's and
I'm salt Walter Cronkite.
I like Derek's character, man. Oh, no, he's not Peter. It's Pete.
Pete.
Sorry.
Pete and Pete.
My mistake.
Alright, about this time, Dick starts to regain consciousness.
What? Where am I?
Someplace without full bars.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Is there a doctor in the house?
Suddenly, a man in a lab coat and carrying a doctor's bag comes right over. I'm a doctor. How can I help?
No, the construction worker puts his toolbox down.
That's right. Yeah, he stands up as a doctor. Exactly. Yes.
What are the negative medical consequences of breaking Mach 3 without any shielding?
There doesn't seem to be anything broken. I think you'll be fine.
Oh, that's good to hear.
I'm a medical doctor, but right. I'm not there.
You'll get my bill, and I turn around and I walk away.
All right, in walks Sticky with that same briefcase from before. And it's on fire. And he's like, yeah, I found this guy, so do you guys need anything like that? And his footsteps come in and...
Because there's no payroll now.
Yeah. His footsteps come in and every single one is just, like, charcoaled all over the ground.
Nice.
And, yeah.
I'm assuming the briefcase is now empty since you're a kleptopath.
Yeah. And, well, no, it's smoking because I had my hands all over it.
Yeah.
And now it's on fire. So, yeah. Every single time I take the money and put it into my pockets just are on fire.
He's stealing the money, but it just keeps burning.
So he's got a lot of stolen ashes in his pockets.
Yeah. Yeah.
He needs to be paid in something less flammable.
Coin, maybe diamonds.
Teflon. Yeah, where are my diamonds?
So you guys the No Way Squad?
Who's asking?
I'm Sticky. Sticky Flame Bruce.
Sticky is our other new member. Actually, there are three new members.
Three?
That's right. I was speaking to Mr. P. Device over at our West Coast.
No, not that guy again.
And he told me that they have a ninja over there, and he's just the bee's knees. And anyway, he gave me the number for a school nearby, and I hired as a ninja.
Wait, there's a ninja school in town?
Yeah.
Where?
I'm not allowed to tell you. In fact, they didn't tell me. I just called some number and then some ninjas appeared in my office.
They didn't even
pick up the phone.
I found the number embedded in my wall on the end of a shuriken.
I picked up the phone and called. No one picked up. I hung up and I turned around and there were three resumes on the wall.
I picked the bloodiest one. I'm not sure why.
I don't know about hiring ninjas. They're awesome.
They're sneaky.
Yes, he's very sneaky.
Pass me that drink.
They informed me he was the second sneakiest ninja they had.
Second? Who's the first?
They couldn't find him.
Is someone looking for ninja?
Who said that?
Anyway, I'm sure you'll see him at some point.
Not if he's as good as he's supposed to be.
Well, you'll notice him in some way or another. You reach into your pocket, Storm, and there's a note that says...
There's a ninja.
You'll notice me.
He's real.
I took the note from Alex and he goes on fire. He puts it in his pocket and just...
You son of a bitch. There's also a picture of a little ninja on it with a smiley face.
Not anymore.
No. Well, it used to. You'll pay for that stupid name guy.
It's funny because Alex...
It's funny because it's true.
So what are we doing today? Killing someone.
Funny you should ask. A friend of mine. Well, I need a name.
Storm is glaring at Sticky Flamers.
Glaive Mickelson.
No. It's a friend of Mr. P. Device again. Apparently they've worked a few times before at the other No Way Squad. Perhaps you guys have heard of Dr. Oswald Theodore Sampson III, Esquire, MD, DDS, CPA?
Nope. That's a lot of names.
Meanwhile, in Switzerland, Nestle headquarters. I'm speaking Swedish to people.
In Switzerland?
Hey.
What
they can't speak different languages?
He's speaking
Swiss
Danish.
German.
Swiss German, Italian,
French, English.
Swiss German or Romansh.
Whatever they're speaking in Switzerland.
Well, they speak French.
No, at least not.
I think they have four.
Four.
Maybe he's speaking to someone who
Swiss
knows
German.
Swedish.
And
how can I find a chocolate?
You can't find a
chocolate.
I'm saying I have a bag. I'm saying trick or treat.
No, I'm from Sweden.
Give me something good to eat. Please give me all
later?
Your Nestle full bars. I am from the Noe Squad head East Coast, and we demand that we have full bars or no bars. Please, here's my credit card.
Okay.
This was when I hit 82.
I still am just another person on the tour with you. I don't want to. Takes the credit card anyway. It's expired. So.
Wait, where's the full bars?
I think there's a gift shop at the end of the tour.
I teleport to the gift shop.
Here's my credit card.
I go to all the full bars, please.
Oh, we can't sell you all of them.
Please.
Also, you should probably wait in line behind all those other people. Where did you come from?
Where's the full bars?
You know what? Let me get the manager.
Alright, is there any full bars in this, the crunch bars?
You point over to the crunch bar wall.
I take all, I start just packing them into my bag.
Okay. The man in the suit starts to walk up to you. Hello, sir. Could I help you with something? He says in some appropriate language.
It's Halloween, and I'm getting the full bars of all these full bars that I get from my friends back in Boston, the Noe Squaw East Coast.
Oh, wow. Well, okay.
He pulls out his ID, and then all of a sudden, this thing's all the his lights, all his doctors just fall.
I'm it's doctor, a giant
school. Yeah. I'm a Dr. Walter Octavian Augustus Jones of the 10th.
Oh, he starts to slowly read each card one at a time while you keep putting candy into your
member
bag.
Of the Noe Squad.
The Noe Squad, isn't that? That group of terrorists from America?
That's appropriate.
No, those people were from what was that? The Boston Bombers from?
They were from Boston.
Yeah, they weren't involved with anyone.
No, they were from that. They were also like Chechen.
Oh yeah.
Chechen.
No, those are from Chechen. It was the Chechens.
Oh, I see.
Wait a second.
Do you have money?
Oh yes. Yes, I
of course. He calls out another scroll.
Yeah. Here's my bank statement.
Oh,
that's a long credit card number.
Well, all right then.
I'll type this in right away.
Continue on your way.
Thank you.
I'll just charge you for these.
I will expire. I'll pay for you at the counter.
All right. He's staying with you.
I fill it up. I fill the bag. All right. Oh, I should get something for my wife. What to get her? Teleports away.
We're never going to know what happens to that other guy. You just teleport away, and that's it. You don't know what his reaction is.
Yeah.
He's probably typing away.
It doesn't matter.
He's probably
crying.
We'll never know. I'm not going to tell you what his reaction was.
His credit scroll.
It's a deep mystery.
The credits.
It's a plot thread.
So as
he could be a future
the whole Nestle ball, the bar wall is emptied out. My bag is overstuffed. My satchel is overstuffed.
Your cup runneth over with crunch bars.
His sack is full of.
I'm going back to the train. You gotta buy more tickets for it. So, Dr. Jones shows back up with a bag overfilled with crunch bars, full size.
Right. Oh, finally!
You're a godsend!
What?
You brought the full bars!
These are my full bars, sir.
May I have one?
Okay.
Do we all have one?
Say the magic word,
please.
Here you go.
I still prefer chuckles. But thank you.
I don't have you. Alright.
I cleaned the egg.
Alright, well,
I cleaned the egg home with a brush at the end of a gun.
Dr. Joe, nope, Samson is going to be here any minute.
Oh. Dr. Samson.
Is he bringing more candy?
I know it, Dr. Samson.
No.
Well, then I'm going home.
Samson.
There's a red circle on the ground now.
Samson.
It says, caution, do not stand here.
Samson.
And the ground starts to rumble.
Samson.
Huh.
And all of a sudden, a big red circle goes flying up into the sky, and a giant yellow exoskeleton power suit comes erupting from the ground.
Oh, is this a microwave head guy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And the dirt falls right back in place to where it was. The hole in the floor that he came shooting out of is no longer there. And he's wearing a big, like I said, yellow exoskeleton suit. He's got a clear front glass, not glass, but, you know, like bulletproof glass, and you can see him just kind of standing there. He's a short man with what do you call the hair? The shoehorn hair?
Horseshoe
hair, thank you. It's gray, he's short, and he's plump, and he's very pleasant looking, and he's in a giant power suit of armor with two giant cannons attached to each of the arms. And he's wearing a helmet that looks like it was made out of an old microwave, because it was.
Where's your costume?
Hello, I'm Dr. Oswald Theodore Sampson III, Esquire, MD, DDS.
I have
CPA.
Those. I have all those.
Dr. Jones.
That's me.
He runs over and sticks his giant robot hand in your toward you. How wonderful to see you again. Surely you remember me. Dr. Sampson.
Sampson.
You were on 3 of my doctorate boards, and then we were on 7 of them together. I'm the guy that microwaves things.
You were at my sister's wedding?
You were at my sister's wedding?
Oh, no, I forgot to pay the guy from in Switzerland.
All right. Don't be mad. None of us remember you either.
But I've never met any of you before.
Oh, that's your loss. Did you bring any full bar candy?
I didn't bring any candy, no.
Oh, time to go home.
Wait.
Have a good night, XP.
This is the No Way Squad, right? The
East Coast.
New branch?
Right.
Yes, I was speaking to Mr. P. DeVice, and he told me if I had a problem on the East Coast, I should come see you guys.
What seems to be the problem? Basically, you see two Ryans.
Well, funny story. I was in the lab at the center of the Earth, and I wanted to see what would happen if I spliced the genes of a rabbit and a bumblebee together.
And?
Oh, they're huge. Terrible, terrible honey. Terrible honey. Tastes like rabbit shit.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. Yeah,
they multiply like crazy.
Yes, and they breed very, very quickly.
So, oh my god!
As you can imagine, these here's a real big problem. Actually, should I be calling them rabbies, bumble bunnies,
rumblebees?
I kind of like bumble bunnies.
Bumble bunnies.
I kind of appreciate bumble bunny myself.
Bunbees.
These are to kill.
Bumblebees, but we'll go with bumble bunny for now.
Bumblebees!
Bumblebees, they can be, we'll put that on the back burner, that's an important thing.
Whoa, wait, no. We have to solve this now. Are we going to stick with bumble bunnies?
I'm fine with that.
Bumblebees, what do you think?
But rumblebees has nothing to do with them being rabbits.
I'll agree with you then.
It's a portmanteau.
There's a guy holding a torso over there. I mean, he's been waiting.
Nah, that's just Turbo Man. Don't worry about him.
By the way, is anyone else seeing this? Because I didn't think I was that high.
We turn, he's a different person.
I mean, there's a problem here. Do you think it's a problem?
Well, that's just Pete.
Yeah, you're just Pete.
Oh. Yeah, you're just Pete.
Shapeshifter, I see.
You are? That's fabulous.
All right. So tell us more about these bumble bunnies.
Rumblebees.
Okay, well,
stop that.
The Bumble Bunnies, well, like I said, I made them, and they started breeding, so there's quite a few of them now. They're very dangerous, so I decided it was time to get rid of them, so I killed the queen. And then I realized I wasn't quite done with them, so I brought the queen back to life. Now...
Sounds serious, and you see Sticky just eating extremely melted candy he stole from Dr. Jones before.
You're not there. You go back to Switzerland.
Yeah.
But he left the bag.
No, I didn't. I'm a satchel. They're round
ones. I'm sorry. Did you say a queen zombie bumble bunny?
Bumblebee.
Yes. That's bumblebee. Exactly what my grandson called it, too. A zombie bumblebee. I don't know what a zombie is, but...
Bumble bunny.
Rumblebee. Is a bumble bunny?
I don't know what a zombie is, but these bumble bunnies really like to eat brains and don't die unless you crush their
heads. We should call them zombies.
Yes, that's what my grandson called them. Welcome back, Dr. Jones.
But then we're leaving out the bunny part.
It's very important.
What about bumble zombies?
But there's still no bunny there.
Yeah, we're still missing the bunny part.
I tried to go to Switzerland, but I didn't make it. I was in the Alps instead.
What's in Switzerland?
Bumble zombie rabbits?
Well, that's just too obvious.
Well, look, anyway, they decided they were going to tunnel up through the ground, and they've embedded themselves into an elementary school.
Well, wait. I don't think we've solved this name thing.
We don't go on to step two until we get to step one, right?
So I met a lovely couple who took me in for a cup of tea.
Oh, that sounds nice. What were their names?
I don't think that matters right now.
We're talking about names. Of course it matters.
Samson something, I think it was. Doctor.
No, I'm Samson.
No, I'm Samson.
There are two people in the suit of power.
Let's see, take a look.
You need a prescription.
Twins.
I know. We'll call them Danielle.
Why Danielle?
If it'll get you downstairs faster, that's fine with me.
Good point.
The Danielles are loose.
I guess so. Sure.
So we've got an angry horde
of Danielle.
A buzzing, breathing Danielle coming out into an elementary school.
Undead
See?
Danielle.
I told you it was a good name.
I liked Rumblebee, but I think I'm behind this one.
Is it 5 o'clock yet? Because at 5 o'clock my wife is making dinner.
Oh no, it's 12:30.
Okay.
It's only lunchtime.
All right, so we've got a elementary school full of brain-hungry Danielles. Is that it?
Well, I think the queen is with them.
Queen Danielle.
Oh, yes. Actually, her name is Betty.
Betty
and Danielle.
You've lost me.
Queen Betty of the undead Danielles.
See, he's got it.
No. At this point, over the intercom, you hear Chortlebot, "Gentlemen, while I was out trick-or-treating, I came upon a horde of flying zombie bumblebee rabbit things attacking an elementary school. You should come help me, quickly!"
They're called Danielle's, Chortlebot.
Danielle?
Actually, he's talking to you through the speaker system. He can't hear you talk back.
Well, in that case, there are a group of Danielles making a nest in my torso.
Well, I suppose we should go help our comrade, then.
All right, well, best of luck to you fellas.
Aren't you going
to
help?
No, you see, I have to go back to the center of the Earth to my lab to destroy a bunch of genetic monstrosities I accidentally created when I was splicing hornets and hares' DNA together.
Oh, Billy's.
Yes, Billy's. That's what I call it, too.
We have a lab that's in the Earth, man.
You've been there.
What?
You helped me build it. Thank you. You helped me build it.
I think they should be called horny hoppers.
I like it.
I figured they were going to be Danielle's. Like to say that he actually invented Danielle's and he's telling you about the Danielle's.
All right, folks. We may be dealing with a very dangerous animal here because bumblebees are known to be harmless unless provoked, but animals are rabbits are assholes.
Yes, there's no telling what a Danielle might do if provoked.
Yeah,
The other Samson goes into the men's room. Out comes Elmer Fudd.
You know, not a huge difference. Power armor is missing now. But he didn't say that.
Be very, very quiet. We're hunting rabbits.
Danielle's. We've named them Danielle's.
We're hunting now. Danielle's.
Does he have a shotgun?
Yes.
I want to inspect the shotgun. I want to look it over. And make
I
sure.
can't wait until it's Halloween because my wife and I are supposed to be taking our grandchildren trick or treating.
It's Halloween today, right. Doctor.
Yeah.
Check my calendar.
That doesn't sound quite right.
Yeah. Take out a scroll.
Yeah.
Well, let's go kill some
an actual calendar. He's like.
Meyer, you start measuring the angle of the sun and figuring out what day it is.
Meyer pulls out his sextant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thank God. I can actually go somewhere without Chortlebot dragging me.
At this point, Ryan, you look down, and one of Chortlebot's detachable spider rockets climbs up your leg, grabs onto your shirt, and just fires off.
Oh, sweet shit!
It's the direction of Chortlebot.
Well, we should probably follow those screams.
Alright, let's go.
I'm going to follow those screams.
Is it 5 o'clock? At 5 o'clock, I have to go to dinner with my wife.
No, we're going to go save Chortlebot.
I'm going to follow the screams to the elementary school.
Alright,
okay. Turbobot? Right. Who's Turbobot?
Turbo Man.
Chortlebot.
Chortlebot. Oh, I can't say it.
Chortle. It's like laughter. It means laughter. Ask your synonyms, teacher.
Give him a chance. He's only just heard of synonyms.
I'm just, you know, giving him some lesson advice.
I think they don't get to chortle until, like, synonyms
well,
2.
Well, it was nice to meet you, Mr.
Sorry, I have to look up the whole name of it. It's Dr. Oswald Theodore Sampson III, Esquire, MD, SCPA.
You know,
we're colleagues.
It's a lot of names.
I know. I think I know a Dr. Sampson.
Yes, me. We've met. We've worked together.
Are you related to him?
To me? Yes, I'm related to me.
Send him my best. Teleport device.
What a wonderful room. Have you seen this room?
I've seen the room. We're in the room.
Give him my card. Tell him to call me. But not at between 5 and 6.
Okay.
Or 7 and later.
It only took us an hour to find the plot. Not bad for a noise, but...
It's a Halloween special.
All right, so in about 15 minutes, we'll be done.
Zhao Meidong was sleeping on the couch still. He was wearing a Santa Claus costume.
Oh, okay. Is he drunk?
Of course. He was passed out.
Among
yes.
other things. Cool.
He's actually another plot hook that you guys haven't figured out yet.
Sorry. You say you haven't figured out, like we don't know they're there.
All right, so I go over to Zhao on the couch and kick him.
No, don't touch the plot! Don't touch that clock.
It's fine. You need a specific item to wake him up.
On my eyebrow.
He just kind of rolls over and goes, "No, Mom, another 5 minutes." So.
I take out smelling salts.
Nothing.
Try to wake him up. No, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. All right.
You can guess though. All right. he actually sits up and goes, and just falls asleep again, sitting up.
I'm going to go chase after...
I'd like to begin to fillet him.
I make a second hole.
Oh, wow. On that note, check please.
That might work.
I'll have what she's having.
I make a second hole in the ceiling next to the one that Chortlebot.
Okay.
Thanks.
You break apart the last bit of ceiling that was remaining.
Yes.
That's a nice out.
I'll try to get some water.
It's open concept.
And find myself there.
Find yourself there.
Alright.
Of course.
You guys.
Yeah.
What do you guys want?
Mindy. Mr. XB.
Sure.
Says, Mr. Neon Upduck. He left Duck, if you'd like to ride him there. And he points through the giant hole in the back wall that Kaku just blew, and there's a giant yellow duck with a collar on it.
Okay.
He'll take you where you need to go.
All right, let's give this duck a ride. Are you in?
I've never ridden a duck before.
You've seen duck before, though, and you've seen Neon riding duck before.
Sure. Got no better way to get there.
Derek, you get
is it
a
as
on duck?
Fast as a speeding bullet?
It's as fast as a flying duck.
Not fast enough. Those ducks can't escape my bullets. Shot a duck down once. Didn't even need anything from it.
I
just wanted to watch it die.
Well, all right. Yeah.
One duck, it
got really
a bowl of money.
Damn you, chips.
You were paying people the money before for something, weren't you?
Probably.
Oh, you won the lottery. Great. And it was a stupid investment.
Sure.
Okay, so Duck flies the remaining members of the No Way Squad off to the downtown Boston Elementary School.
The DBES.
Yes, the DBES. And it is infested with zombie... What were they, Danielle's?
They're Danielle's.
Danielle's, with zombie Danielle's.
So they put the chips down.
Undead Danielle's.
Who's looking at this?
Undead Danielle's. It turns out, it looks like...
It looks myself,
when
no.
The Danielle's... sting nice something. Angle. They also have to rip out their whole abdomen like
and
a bee.
Uh-huh.
But then, after a few of them had done that, they got turned into zombies. So there are a few bees that are ripped in half that are still alive. There's also a corpse laying on the ground. It looks kind of like Will because it is Will. He's got a bee stinger through his head. And the torso that is attached to the stinger is twitching around because it was reanimated after it ripped out.
Well, you made a cameo.
You always made a cameo. I'm always dead.
What are we doing here? Did you get the Oscar for best dead cameo?
So Will's head is kind of twitching around as the body of the bee tries to walk but doesn't have any brain or upper torso.
Okay.
All right. So Will's dead.
Yes. Not Will's character, just Will.
Okay.
For some reason, I'm in Boston.
You're in Boston.
Why would you be in Boston?
At an elementary school.
At an elementary school.
And a hardware store. And everywhere else, I was killed.
Are there any children in the premises?
Are there any living children?
Wait, you haven't destroyed the building yet? What the hell's wrong with you guys?
Give us a chance. We're working on it now.
Oh, okay.
We haven't got there yet.
It's already halfway on fire.
Start setting up a safe zone.
A safe zone, okay.
For children to come.
Okay.
Doctor them up.
All right. So you've got your... you've got your pop tent.
Yep. Meyer's setting up a treehouse. Something.
Yes.
All right. So... This isn't going to be one of my moves, but this is how Dick enters the scene. The flying Chortlebot fist that is grabbing Dick's shirt.
I thought
from the
it
back.
Was a rocket spider.
Oh, it was a spider?
Yeah, I figured it was like...
A hand that crawled.
Yeah.
That's what I figured. It was like one of his detachable hands that just crawled up me and grabbed my back. And
okay.
So the fist punches its way through one of the windows in the kindergarten, sending Dick hurtling through a display of papier-mâché items that... Kindergartners have
they
made.
They were papier-mâché jack-o'-lanterns.
Papier-mâché jack-o'-lanterns.
Don't let Storm
The fist.
Oh.
The fist pretty much hurls him down the hallway and then flies to go rejoin Chortlebot. And Dick rolls to a stop with one of the papier-mâché jack-o'-lanterns on his head comedically. He stands up and wobbles, looks around and goes, "Whoa, we're going to need one hell of a bug bomb."
Do you also fly past the memorial set up for all of the children that Chortlebot had rampaged earlier?
No, there's no memorial set up that
day. That's pretty quick.
That would be a quick memorial.
And they're orphans.
That's true.
Yeah, they were orphans.
We play orphans in Candlewood.
Yeah, but those are cool orphans.
Yeah.
All right, so Storm enters the scene. He follows...
the Bumble Bunnies, by the way. They look like rabbits.
Danielle's,
thank you. They look like rabbits. They've got the kind of, what do you call it, the eyes that bees have with the...
Segmented eyes.
Grid.
Yeah. So they've got giant grid eyes. And other than that, they look pretty much like rabbits, unless they decide to fly, in which case about three pairs of clear wings fold up out of their back and they start to fly up, and their ass end kind of hangs down a little bit and a stinger comes out. And their ears also flap. Like wings.
So Storm is riding a tornado across town, right. just leaving a line of destruction right where he goes, and he follows the screams of Dick until he sees the
I just imagine him like flying along, and I just see like the T-Rex in the background.
Yes.
Now that's a horror movie.
Right, actually, go past. Yeah, he's a parvosaur.
I go around him because I don't want to disturb him.
You actually go out of the way so he can eat someone.
Hi, Tarbo Man! And I go around him, and then I follow the Dick screams to the smoldering remains of the school, and I land out front, and I see, you know, there's Danielle's flying around everywhere, and children screaming and running around, dead people, and I land and just walk up to the first person I see. So, what seems to be the trouble here?
I tell Parfari, please be a lamb and give me a sample of the Danielle's. For some research. Thanks, I teleport back to the church.
And do.
The person that you walked up to and asked has been stabbed and is now dead while Meyer was talking.
Hey, I'm gonna kick the butt. Hey! Good for nothing layabouts.
You kick him and like this green thick pus starts coming out of his mouth.
So what's our threat level?
30. I think 30 is about right. 30 for the Danielle.
The dirty 30.
30 for the Queen Danielle.
You don't get flirty.
The Queen Danielle is up on top of the elementary school. It's just a bigger version, and it's very menacing.
It's probably very loud there, too.
Is it staying away from us for now?
It's ravaging the top of the elementary school that you're standing in front of.
Okay.
Which is also on fire.
Are they converting the elementary school to a hive slowly?
Yes.
Okay. In that case, Dick says, "All right, I'm gonna have to use the lessons my father taught me about dealing with beehives." He picks up a rake, walks over to the nearest wall, and just whacks it, and then runs away as quickly as possible.
Okay. Let's say this is the start of our combat, I suppose. That can give you three details on that.
Alright.
Right? Picks up the leg, whacks it, runs away as fast as he can.
Stop. Yep. Can I add a quip line?
Yes.
What's the buzz, motherfucker? Alright, I'm gonna go 2 and 2. All 4 successes. So I defend twice and then I attack twice.
Also, just so you guys know, if you use a point of chi, that's where the ninja's gonna come in.
Oh.
But will the ninja?
He's gonna be our chi.
Yeah, he'll save you.
Oh, okay. Oh, if we lose a point of chi.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, but you don't lose a point, you use it. You can decide to go unconscious if you don't want to spend the chi at any point, but it's kind of the only thing it's good for, so why would you not?
Alright, so Storm is holding the little sample container that the doctor gave him, and he walks towards the building. And as he walks, he starts to float on little tornadoes under his feet, and he gets a little bit taller until he's like a few feet off the ground, and he's like level with the height that the Danielles are flying at, and he puts the sample in the sample container in his pocket and starts to reach out with his tornado arms and grab some rubble and starts flinging it around and goes, "Let's see who's misbehaving," and then slams, starts to throw
5
rubble on it. I'm gonna do 1 and 4. I'm gonna drop my dice on the ground first.
Nice.
I heard it.
Is that another detail? Can it be 6 now?
Does it? Do I get another detail for that?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I don't know where it went.
Yeah, it's under there.
Tape.
Is it behind?
Yep.
Yeah, it's over
where,
there.
Where is it?
Behind my back leg. Yes, you got it.
Okay, because I couldn't see it. I heard it.
So I get 6 dice?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sweet. All right, so I'll do 5 attack, 1 defense. That's too many 6s. So that is Weatherfoosh. That's 3 attack, 1 defense.
Okay.
For the just the regular, the mooks.
Regular, yes.
Okay. Good for you.
And then I'll, I assume I hit some of them.
Yes.
So then once I'll go to a smushed one and just scoop a sample of it and give it to the duck.
All right. So as Dick is running from the hive, the hand detaches from his back, and the camera just follows the hand as it flies back to Chortlebot, punching through several bees on the way back. To
yeah, him. I was gonna say I'm assuming that a shitload of bumble bunnies,
Danielle's,
thank you, are following.
Yeah, so the fist just detaches from him and punches through several Danielle's before it attaches to back to Chortlebot's hand. He clicks it into place and he looks over. Thanks, Dip. Thanks, Dick.
Can we call him Dip?
Thanks, Dick. Hope you enjoyed the lift. And then his eye glows red. Comedy failure. Comedy failure. Not funny. Not funny. And then he just rolls forward towards the queen bee, spinning in place with his arms stretched out, just grabbing bees, grabbing Danielle's and throwing them into his Cuisinart, which are then chewed up, and then he sprays them out like a wood chipper.
Okay, that's I'll give you a 5 for that.
Oh, since everybody else has been getting extras, if I insult Eric, can I get a 6th?
Well, I mean, only Alex got an extra one, but yes.
Eric, your inside and outside are horrendously offensive to all of my senses.
You get that too.
I get it sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You get that sometimes. You get have a bonus die when you go too, Eric.
All right. So that gives me 76. I'm going to use...
76?
Yeah.
Whoa!
I'm going to use eye for attack.
that's in my head now.
And 2 for defense.
Uptown girl.
All right. So on the defense, I got 1, 2. On the attack, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Not the bees! Not the bees!
Oh, I forgot to ask. Are there decorations of jack-o'-lanterns anywhere?
Well, I mean, the ones that Ryan would pump.
Right, I'm still outside the building.
Well, the outside of the building.
I've decided Storm is deathly afraid of jack-o'-lanterns.
I mean, you could find some if you go looking for them inside the building, no, but okay. Not on the outside.
All right.
I don't think you go looking for them.
Oh, no, no.
A couple of the classrooms have jack-o'-lantern decorations, but the outside isn't decorated for Halloween.
How to get burned! How to get burned!
All right. So, yeah, so Sticky walks towards the school. He sees that there are zombie children because they have a Danielle sticking into their head.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Did that happen?
Well, Fisher said it,
yes, it did. Oh, okay. No.
And I'm behind
it. And, yeah, so there's an army of little undead children walking around. And,
I'm going to add that threat. Thank you, Fisher.
You're welcome.
And, yeah, thanks.
I think, honestly, though, I think that would take away from the mook threat of the regular Danielle's. Because they're attaching themselves.
You think so, but it doesn't.
Okay, no, that's fine.
That's all right.
It adds to it.
Anyway, so...
there's like 7 of us. It's fine.
It's fine. You guys were going through the bees really fast.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
So, yeah.
I took away 5.
Yes. Yeah.
So we say that the Danielle infected children are making the hive, like, out of paper mache.
Yes. Yeah, they were all making the hive until you showed up and started pestering them.
Can we instead say that the possessed children were dancing to Thriller?
They were doing both.
Halloween.
It's the Danielle work song.
Because they had, like, little brushes in their hand.
And yeah, just, that's how they put up the hive.
Kind of like wax on, wax off. But it's wax. Bees use wax, don't they?
Yeah, nailed it.
All right.
Beeswax on, beeswax off.
Beeswax on, yeah.
Huh?
Good.
So you have nailed it.
All right, you're
welcome.
So you approach the,
yeah,
the,
so I approach the children. Children, and I say what to do, And then all of a sudden I remember they're children with money. So I start stealing their pocket money and then accidentally lighting them on fire at the same time. And
you're mugging the children for their lunch money?
He's mugging the dead children.
The zombie children.
He's not mugging them. He's looting their corpses.
They just happen to be moving corpses.
That's true. And so now they the children are on fire. And then they go, that did it. And then you run away.
Okay, that's five.
Just so you know, it's No Way Squad. You're perfectly within your rights to just light children on fire.
Yes.
We one time destroyed an orphanage instead of talking to a guy.
Just before you roll, you say how many offense and how many defense.
All right. You want to put at least one to defense because...
Fuck!
Thank you for hitting me with that, too. They automatically get one hit on you.
Okay.
So you want to at least have one for defense.
So
maybe two.
2D and then three for attack.
Okay, sounds good. All right,
so 2D. We, what, together? Five?
No. Each one that's under the skill you're using. So you're using the fire skill, Pyromancer?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, Pyromancer.
What is this?
Is it four?
Four. All right, so let's use it because it's four or below.
Okay, so
so
defense.
You didn't get hit.
Okay.
And you didn't roll it yet.
And then move offense.
They're three below four. So you hit the zombie children for three.
Cool.
All right.
Great.
Can we ask how much threat the zombie children
are? I gave them 25.
Well, I figure a good idea might be is, like, incapacitate some of these bees. Maybe we want to, maybe the doctor over here might want to study them. They could come in use for our for us. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take two guns, and I'm going to put in the ends of a net on either one of my two guns, and then shoot both guns in a bit of a, maybe a 45-degree angle, sending the guns with the net out, the bullets with the net out, trying to net some bees.
Why don't you just shoot a net down?
Because this is the way I want to do it.
Okay.
I don't want to use all my net gun ammo.
Fair enough.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Three guys plus the one for your self-deprecating joke before.
No problem. I'm going to use one to
stop Alex, please.
Now, what am I aiming for?
You're aiming for bees.
What?
Fire.
Less than your score.
You
Will's getting molested.
Yeah,
so four or less.
Four or less.
No.
You know, I tried playing along, and then this happened.
All right, well, all the attack dice went, the defense die didn't.
Okay, so are you going to spend a point of chi?
What does that do?
Not die.
Oh, yeah, not die.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Say yes. All right, so take one of your little pieces of paper and throw it in the pile. And you had how many?
Three successes on the...
Four
the number or less, right? Not
yes.
Just
yes.
The number.
Yes.
All right.
Stop.
Four successes
on
these?
We're three successes.
We're getting crazy.
Three, okay, so... You capture one of the bees, and as you're going to, you start to drag it away, another bee comes up behind you, and it's about to stab you right through the shoulder when there's a quick blur, and then the bee gets cut in half, and then there's a katana through the bee's head.
Uh-huh.
Like, on the ground, you know, gets cut in half, and
right.
Then all of a sudden it goes flying out as the bee kind of... still coming at you because it's alive and it goes right through his head
right.
And pins it to the ground.
Nice.
It should be one of those things where Eric turns around and the ninja's just standing there with his katana and he just nods at Eric and then disappears.
Okay.
I like that guy.
He throws a smoke bomb down and then there's a log there.
not a cardboard box?
That's a log.
A log. He's not hiding behind the log. It's just the thing that pops up when he disappears.
No,
he didn't just do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Video game.
Anyone else?
About this time, Kaku shows up.
Oh, Kaku! Right. Yeah.
This is
Kaku. Took Kaku a little longer to get there because he was kind of hungry and he stopped off for a bite to eat at.
So you show up wiping crumbs off your mouth.
Yeah, but I come blazing out of the sky. And crush one of the Danielles.
The Danielles, okay.
And I look at him and go, "Oh, sorry, Skippy." yeah.
He's naming the Danielle.
And,
who would name a Danielle? That's crazy.
And if you would, it would be like Beatrice or something. Not Skippy.
Beatrice.
Ethel.
Be yourself.
And then, I actually
Beatrice.
I grab another one, just rip it in half.
Okay, four.
Four.
I like how you build all this up, like you land it one and go, sorry, Skippy. Then I grab another one and rip it in half.
Well, I kind of lost my momentum when I was talked to.
Sorry.
So,
you talk to Will. You're like, you're still in momentum.
Concentration broken.
It's.
It really screws him when he's having sex when I'm talking.
You're probably good.
Yeah, I'm good. Three hit.
Three hits and your defense is good?
Yeah, my defense
is good. I just got a picture of you, like, standing against the wall, just like with a bag of chips. So,
right.
That was work today well.
Derek.
I'm going to transform into the appearance of one of these zombie children to infiltrate the building to try to get to the queen. So I don't have an attack.
I
think morphing into a Danielle would be more difficult than morphing into a Danielle zombified kid.
Okay, there you go.
Well,
also, we're trying to kill the Danielles. We might hit you.
Zombified kid, you're going to have to transform with a Danielle sticking out of your head.
Right.
But it's going to be the same difficulty anyway. What I'm going to do, there's a thing called a scab roll.
Mm-hmm.
So take your shape-shifting skill.
Yes.
And how many dice? Five. So roll five dice and tell me the highest number you get.
Okay.
And that's how well you succeed. The higher the number, the better.
Okay.
I guess that would really just be a defense then, because...
It's just it's a schedule. He's going to come in and something and walk fast.
Six is the highest
you
number.
You do a very good job. You get into the school, they don't even realize you're not one of them.
you fall into step dancing to three.
Yeah.
Diggity, slap.
You start supervising one of the Danielle.
That's right.
Possessed kids, like you're making the hive wrong.
What is this? Hit him in the head and Danielle falls out.
So Walter is doing everything regulation by the CDC regulation. Okay.
CDC regulation for triaging at a horrible zombie.
That's
attack.
What we'll do, right? CSC will probably take.
This is a level 3 Danielle outbreak.
It depends if the Danielles are classified as a disease or not. Mm. It might be like a FEMA response.
Yeah.
Well, all right, I'm doing something. Yeah.
We're having this discussion.
Although the CDC might still be the one that gives the standards for a hospital.
Well, Dr. Jones might represent several federal organizations.
That's true. It could just be all of them.
Absolutely, yeah. So I have my own triage center / laboratory. I get a camera out and to record the zombies, Danielles, in their natural habitat. Also one on the there's one with the bees and one on the Queen Danielle. I teleport to Mr. Slade. Mr. Slade, I have a question to ask you. Who are those two gentlemen that were with us before?
He points to a zombie with a bee sticking out of his head and a man stealing change.
Oh, those two. Those are the new members.
Ah.
That's Sticky. And now other ones.
Members. Okay, thank you very much. I will. And there's a bee is about to sting in you in the head. I pull out my sword cane. And I'm like, excuse me, kring! And I'll stab the bee that was about to kill you. And then I teleport away.
Alright, I'll give you four for that.
You always teleport away.
Yeah, I gotta go back to triage.
Not always. One time Meyer teleported onto a bus, took the bus to where he was going, and then teleported off of the bus.
Yeah. Alright,
Okay.
Go me. I got one and one.
One and one. Okay.
All right. Storm is going to swoop back down out of the sky, and just as Meyer teleports back,
Storm dropped the vial of Danielle blood right into Meyer's outstretched hand.
Oh, thank you.
And swoops back up into the sky. And the tornadoes from his hands disappear as he starts chanting in the ancient language of weather. And his voice just starts to sound like rolling thunder as lightning crackles between his fingertips as he floats up to the bee, the queen bee, and goes, "Time to go to sleep, mama," and just shoots a giant bolt of lightning at it.
Okay, that's going to be 6 dice for you.
I'm going to do 2 and 4. Okay. 2 for defense, and 4 for offense.
4 for offense. And remember that 2 for defense, because you hit the bee with lightning, the Danielle with lightning, and it gives it a little burn. But you've drawn its attention.
Yes.
It turns its giant monstrosity of a head towards you. It kind of drools this thick green stuff.
Cecil?
Yeah, like Cecil. And it turns its stinger at you and shoots a very similar substance out of its stinger directly at you.
Yeah.
Let me see 4 of them dice.
Get the 3 outs real quick.
And they're going to all be offense.
Two, three, six.
I didn't give it a skill. We'll say it's at 3. Right in the middle. So
I got 2.
Yeah, you're fine. You dodge its acid goo.
Hey, don't shit at me.
All right. So the shoulder mounted rocket turrets on Chortlebot begin to rotate, and they rotate up to the green missiles that contain a heavy insecticide.
Oh, that's what you meant by rotate. Okay.
Yeah. That
the type of missile rotates into the launcher.
Yes. And then you see from the point of view of Chortlebot, it's sort of a radar thing, and it focuses in on the killer, on the queen bee. And his eyes just say for him, "Target acquired." And it's a close-up shot of her. And then a missile from each side of his shoulder launches up into the air and slam into the queen, knocking her off the roof as she tumbles down to the ground and lands with a thud.
All right, you can have 6.
All right,
6 a roo.
I'm gonna go
1, 2. Sexy
wicks.
Sexy
wicks.
Sexy wicks.
Sexy wicks.
Yeah.
All right.
Having a good time.
I got that 6 boys.
1 on the defense, and then 1. 2, 3 on the attack.
Wait, where's my camera?
Okay. I just noticed where Meyer's hand is.
Sexy wicks.
He's got a booby hand.
So I got 3 V weave for the attack and 1 E one and
1 for the defense.
Yeah. 3 V weave? Yeah.
Oh, it works as well.
Eric's favorite weed.
3D weedy.
Yeah, the queen bee is not going to do anything because you're not put off the roof.
Okay, no, don't have them by your thigh. You're a little cool with that.
One defense goes to one of the mooks, I guess.
All right. Sticky looks up and it sees his queen is about to fall on top of him.
Okay.
It rolls out of the way. And then he looks at it and says, here's my 2 cents, and he picks out a pocket full of burnt ash that's money, and he throws it at the queen bee, causing a little, fire spark.
So there happens to be 2 pennies in there?
Yeah.
You superheat them?
Yeah.
Okay, take 4 for that. Superheated pennies.
All right. Just do 2. And
not
2.
Lincoln.
Eric's
favorite superheated.
That's right.
Penguins have a penny, remember?
Yes.
Penguins. 3 and 5 for defense.
Pennies.
Link it is on the penny.
1-5 for attack.
So just as long as it's lower than your fire skill, it succeeded.
Okay, so, yeah, these two. Two
and then like one of each.
Yeah.
Oh, you never heard okay, of the cookie,
so
cookie chapter.
Clean for one. And then,
play the cookie chapter?
No, I don't.
What happens is actually, the queen I can play looks over to you, so. And since you're so close, it, they don't have arms, they have legs, and they've got wings, and they've got a stick.
They have whatever you want. It's the queen. It can morph.
Yeah.
You can have arms.
Hey. Hey, that's my job.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. All right. It kind of whips its head over real fast, and the queen has its own two little rabbit teeth in the front.
Sure.
Big two teeth.
Nasty big and one of them is loose from when it fell off the roof, and it's going to just kind of spit it at you like a giant gun.
Tooth
gun?
Hey, guns are my thing.
Yeah, well, you don't have a tooth gun.
Or do I?
So I'm gonna roll 3 for that. And
can it be a bee that spits bees?
Did you say it was 3 for that?
I said it was 3. Yeah. So none of them succeeded.
I wish I had a blowgun.
So you missed.
So it missed you. It was whizzing over your head. Okay. And you pay for the pennies, and it doesn't care. It does care.
No! Ed, I need another stomach.
Does care. Are you training stomachs?
No, Ed was giving me more ammo for my stomach.
Great heads.
Trade stomachs.
Trade heads.
Trade heads. Wait, can we do that?
I want Ed Asner.
Alright, Ed Wood.
I'm playing Chortlebot.
Can't you just fly away? Oh, thanks a lot. He didn't know that.
Wait, who's the red-headed Ed? Who looks like Ryan's dad?
Oh, Ed.
Ed Begley Jr. Yes. Can we get Ed Begley Jr.? Would you be offended if we replaced you with Ed Begley Jr.?
That would be fabulous.
That would be fantastic.
I'd still rather have Ed Asner. I like him.
I'm just picturing Ed sitting upstairs by himself crying, listening to us, having so much fun with Ed Begley Jr.
Oh, so you're still using my house?
Yeah. Why wouldn't we be?
In fact, you're not upstairs. You're just on the other side of the screen door watching.
All right.
You've got earplugs, so you can't hear.
So we see a shot down an empty elementary school corridor, and five or six of the Danielle infected children wander by, you know, sort of dancing to Thriller, but also patrolling for me.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's the sort of thing they do.
We see a door marked gymnasium that gets kicked open from the inside, and Dick is standing there with a very tiny nylon bow and a quiver of plastic arrows. And he says, "Line up, children, it's time for archery class." And they all sort of shamble into a single file line. He knocks an arrow, pulls it back.
Why don't they listen?
Well, because, you know,
go ahead.
He's the gym teacher, apparently. Knocks an arrow, draws it back, and it headshots each one of the bees in the line as they go down.
Can I piggyback on this?
Yes, you may.
Sweet. Okay, so as he emerges with his bow and arrow, Pete transforms into Michael Jackson from the Thriller video and sings the chorus.
Okay.
Right, you know, we know the video, we know the scene. He transforms from the zombie back to Michael long enough to sing the chorus. That's what we have right there. As he's about to...
I know the video, I've never personally seen the video. I know
the
video.
Basically, the long story short of it is, he sings the song, and then they cut to this very long Living Dead zombie scene.
Okay.
Then it cuts to a big dance number, which we all know makes no sense whatsoever. But then, and he leads the dance number as Zombie Michael. But then, when you get to the point in the song where he has to sing again, all the zombies stay zombie, but he transforms back into normal Michael to sing the chorus.
Oh, right.
And then turns back into Zombie Michael again to continue with the video. So I figure having all the zombie bee kids coming walking around, and he comes out with the bow, and I... And I think it's the perfect opportunity to do that.
All right. Ryan, you're going to get 6 for that.
All
right. Derek, there were 3 details there, and I'm going to give you an extra die for piggybacking on.
Okay.
So you can roll 4.
I'll roll 4.
All right. I'm going to do 4 attack, 2 defense.
I'll roll 1 to defense.
Okay.
All right. I hit all 4. 3 and my defense hit.
I hit the Danielle children for 4.
So 8 between the two of you?
Yeah.
And I'm good on defense.
Yeah, as am I.
8. Okay.
Alright. So Turtlebot's vision is completely replaced with ones and zeros as he runs calculations through his head. And no matter what scenario he runs, the No Way Squad is defeated by the Danielles.
What?
Except for one. So, Chortlebot looks around and looks about as distraught as a robot can look and begins to solemnly roll forward and into the school, planting C4... packs as he rolls through the school to the music in structurally important spots. Yeah,
you went to smooth criminal.
No,
and he rolls all the way through the school, just dropping
the clash
explosives
before now.
As he goes, and all the explosives are attached by a cord that's attached to him, he finally exits the school, rolls to the top of the hill, and a single drop of oil drips out of his eye, and the beeping that has been going on through his head intensifies until it's just one long beep, and then the school explodes.
All right.
Took long enough.
Yeah, that did take a while. Let's go with 6 for that. Because I think 6 was what I said would be the limit at one point.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw up on your penis and make your mom clean it up.
That's terrible.
Well, all right.
That sound means that's the end of the game.
I've calculated everyone's points.
We're just gonna move all the cards from right over here and see what happens.
Alright, I got 1 for defense and 3 for attack.
3 for attack. What were you attacking?
Everyone.
I'm going to give them to the children because I think there were more children in the school and more beaten out of the school.
Him.
Danielle.
I think the episode title is Danielle Thriller.
Someone had one before. I think it was Ed. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
We should probably ask Ed Bigley Jr. He would know.
Yeah. Who cares what Ed said? If Ed Bigley Jr. is going to give us a title, it's better.
Can we trade Ed Bigley Jr. for Ed Harris?
No.
Just name the episode. Ed Bigley Jr. and the Danielles. It's like an indie rock band. Right.
So as the school explodes, Storm's already hovering off the ground because he just shot lightning at the Queen Danielle. And a large chunk of school building comes flying at him. And he uses his weather foo to land on it. And it flips him in air. And as it goes up again, he leaps off and flies up into the sky. And storm clouds start to gather around him as he flies up. And rain starts to pelt him and fall onto the ground. And then he unleashes one of his most powerful moves, the downward lightning kick strike, where he turns into a bolt of lightning and comes crashing down and kicks the queen bee. And it just, the earth around it turns to glass. And he goes, take that. Oh, no, he says, ain't that a kick in the teeth?
A kick in the glass.
Oh, no, because I'm kicking the queen then, yeah.
They don't have teeth. They have, like...
They do have teeth.
And he was trying to... The teeth was spitting.
The queen had teeth.
Oh.
We established that earlier.
Yep. Yep.
I spit one at Fisher.
Excuse me, I'm a doctor. I know.
I'm a zoologist.
I'm a doctor and everything.
Mark, can we say as your character changes hats between his different federal posts?
Okay.
He holds.
Oh wait, no, this is attacking the queen.
It's all right. I'm with FEMA.
Two defense. I'm gonna keep that.
CDC, everyone.
Yeah.
back
that
away.
One fails. One fails. And three attack.
Three attack for the queen. One, two, three. The queen bee is finally back on its feet. It looks at you with its
segmented
second eyes. Loose tooth. Kind of wiggles it with its tongue.
Rabbits
bee expert.
Bees' tongues? Yes? No?
No.
They have proboscis.
All right, it's a rabbit tongue. They have, like, those proboscis.
Yeah, they have the proboscis.
Like a straw thing. Oh, okay, so it wiggles it with its proboscis.
That's just gross.
Yeah. Until it's just loose, and it spits a little bit of the green gunk on it, loosens it the rest of the way, and just shoots the tooth right back at you. I don't know why it shoots the tooth.
Those shoots are nasty mothers, man.
And it's going to be a 3, and it's going to be 2 and 2. And it got all ours.
I had a proboscis.
All right, so
you had one defense?
I had one defense.
All right, and how many attack?
Yeah.
Attack anyway.
He's on the
so I will spend my cheek.
Okay, and as the tooth goes flying at you, you feel yourself stuck in place, and you know the tooth is going to hit you right in the neck and rip your head off. And all of a sudden, there's a puff of smoke, and the tooth just falls in 2 pieces right in front of you, inches from your face. It just stops. And there's another note in your pocket from the ninja that says, "You're welcome."
I hide it back in my pocket.
So, thank you, ninja.
So Walter is on his on various computers doing research to how to find a cure for the zombie plague. In front of him is a wall of monitors, each with a different federal thing. People are like, you know, well, doctor, what are we gonna do?
Oh, one of those, like, just faces sitting on it. Okay.
And I'm like, I can handle the worry. And
shut up, you.
And also, I get a buzz, and I look, it's Neon Upduck.
Okay.
So I'm like, excuse me, I put everyone on hold, and so on all the screens is just a giant Neon Upduck now. Neon, thank you for responding to my phone call. It seems I have we have 2 recruits today, so please, we need an old-fashioned hazing with them.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, we almost forgot.
So as they're distracted, let's... Please come by to the elementary school and let's set up a nice little setup.
Should I pick up the tar?
Yes, please. It's Halloween. Make it festive. Put some
color feathers.
Like candy corn. Oh, that's Thanksgiving.
Well, candy corn is
Halloween.
Okay, so candy corn and such.
Okay. 10 gallons of tar. 3 bags of feathers, and 2 bags of candy corn it is.
Excuse me, I have to talk to all the heads of the government now.
All of them at once.
So, I was swirling, I don't know, doing science stuff with the
science stuff?
The bee thing, and... gentlemen, ladies, I'm sorry for putting you on hold. I had an urgent matter I had to discuss. but I seem to have found the cure. The bee thing.
The Danielle.
Well, you're as a scabrel, so.
Okay.
Your master, what is it? Knowledge of everything?
Yeah.
Roll that. A scab roll, so however many points you have in that, roll that many dice and tell me what the highest one you get is.
Okie dokie, Dr. Jones.
You're Dr. Jones.
I am Dr. Jones.
Apparently he's also short round.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit.
What time for love?
Myers is own annoying.
We're
says.
Not sinking. We're
roll the 6. Okay, Meyer, you've got a potion that if you give it to any of your teammates or use it yourself, it will double the damage you do to the bees.
Okay.
What are they called?
Danielle.
The shh teeth.
The shh teeth?
Yep.
Does anybody else think Temple of Doom was worse than Crystal Skull? Anyone
no.
else here?
No.
I do.
Crystal Skull was the worst.
I thought Temple of Doom was
Crystal
worse.
Skull was awful.
I didn't see.
Temple of Doom had its moments.
Kalima. Crystal Skull was
not
even a movie.
Kalima.
The movie does not exist.
The girl's really annoying, though.
Yeah.
What's her name?
It's Kids Can Control, isn't it?
No, it is, it is Mrs. Steven Spielberg.
Is it?
Kate Capshaw. Yeah.
She was really annoying in that movie, though.
You know what that movie was really missing? Ed Begley Jr.
He makes every movie better.
Yes,
Ed Begley Jr. was Indiana Jones.
You know what the new Wuthering Heights was missing?
It was Billy?
Ed Begley Jr.
Yeah.
It was Billy.
All right, go ahead, Kaku.
Yeah, she's annoying. All right, the camera goes down to Kaku, and he just witnessed Storm's awesome attack.
Okay.
And he feels like he shouldn't be showing up here at the during this fight.
All right.
So a blue aura bursts around him. He flies up in the air.
Don't talk to Will.
And he starts charging up his ki. And he... Oh, man, I've lost it.
No one told you!
We didn't even do this talk, Derek!
To Will!
Derek, stop telling people not to talk to Will while he's driving.
Oh, my God!
I figured you
would fly up. I'm sorry.
Go back. A blue aura surrounds him. He starts flying up into the sky. As he's flying, he starts punching at Danielle's.
Okay.
And right in the head, crushing their heads. Gets up into the sky, charges up, the aura becomes even bigger. He takes his hands, puts them to his side, and then thrusts them out front and blasts a huge giant beam of energy at the Queen Bee.
Look up a name of Hawaiian kings that Will could shout when he does his beam attack.
Alright, let's see.
No,
I wasn't going to say that because I was going to specifically.
And,
Queen Bee Ukulele!
Let's see, a list of monarchs of Hawaii.
Lili Ukulele.
Yeah, that's the next one that comes up after Kamehameha.
What is it?
Lilio Kalani.
There you go, that's what you shout. That's your.
Yeah, okay.
Reddit.
Isn't it L E?
That's my pencil.
I just need a pencil.
L I L I. Lily, except with that one.
But it's pronounced Lily.
Well, that's a better one.
Lili Ukalani, it's pronounced.
Oh, that was the last monarch.
That's
a
man.
Yes.
There's four Kamehameha. There's five.
Luna Lilo.
Oh, like Kamehameha 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yep. Luna Lilo.
Oh, five.
I like Luna Lilo.
Kalakua. Kalakula is pretty good.
Liliakalani.
Actually, yep. I like that one.
Lili Ukalani was the one who, like, gave up Hawaii.
Sold it to us.
Kalakua, right?
I like Lili Ukalani.
Alright.
Is that how you say it? Kalakua.
Spell that again.
It's pronounced L-E-E.
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 O-O.
O-O. H, I guess.
K.
Let's learn more about Lili Ukalani.
A-H. L-A-N-E-E.
Wait. Should we have Will pronounce our full name?
Oh, no.
No.
Lydia Liliu Loluku Walania Wewehi Kameka Eha Kappa Akea Lydia Kamaka Ea Paki.
Nice.
That's about as long as the DBZ episode.
Yeah.
I can't say it.
No, I wasn't able to say it.
Lily question mark ups and an exclamation point.
Well, that's kind of sick. So
all right, yeah. So here we go.
You get six unless you can say that. If you say that Lily whatever thing, you'll get seven.
Lily ho kala ni.
All right.
Well, all
right
then.
I look it right. Kamehameha means in Hawaiian. It means the lonely one, the loneliness of a god.
You need defense and offense.
Yeah, that's I want to two defense.
Okay, the lonely one.
Okay. One, two, three for that. And under. I'm good.
Two defense.
Alright, so three. And the queen bee is going to turn and spit a gob of acid at you from its mouth. And from its mouth counts as a detail.
From its mouth.
Okay. It's going to spit 3 damage. You're going to get hit by one. You have to use a point of chi. All right.
There it goes.
And how many attacks did you have there?
Three.
Quick question. How do we regain chi again?
You have to do something really cool, or give me a good reason as to why you regained it.
I want chi.
No, that's not a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
What if I lost chi and then punched Derek?
Did you say Eric or Derek?
Yeah, because you got a fight in your hands if you did that. I'd whoop you. I would wreck you in a heartbeat. You would never see your goddamn wedding.
So if you punch Derek, yes, you can get the cheese.
Fiance might have
however,
something.
I wreck her too.
Conscious.
I know she's tougher than
and
he is. That's
I
not
will
the point.
Be laughing a lot.
What if she did already Derek? Explicitly tell me I wasn't allowed to kill him at the bachelor party.
Dan, don't kill
so
him.
I'm pretty sure that applies to
before?
Other times as
well.
Well,
I don't know.
If he takes his life in his own hands, we can't control that.
So how many life points is the...
The bee has got 10 left, and the other bees have 10 left. You guys should probably use that stuff that Meyer had.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
right, where is everybody at this point? I'm inside, you're inside, you're inside.
I know, I'm outside.
Well,
you're
outside?
Yeah.
Inside is currently collapsed. Cause it's
inside is currently outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So excuse me, I'm in my triage and I'm making...
okay, so there is an inside. I'm out of school.
It's a sticky...
I am my triage/laboratory making a mass reducing of the... Okay.
After Will does his move, I look up in the sky and go... Copycats!
You can't make the first the antidote. You have to mass produce it. Okay, go ahead, Fisher.
Yeah,
my plan is just forget about them. Do elf masters, and then when I finish, like, oh.
By the time you're done, there's none left.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the way we're going, yeah.
Alright.
So he's running away. He runs towards Dr. Jones's triage and steals some of the antidote. He drinks it.
That's not how it's used, but okay.
He doesn't care. He drinks it.
Good news! This is a positive.
News, everyone.
Gentlemen, behold! Corn!
Alright, so you drink it.
Drink
the bee poison.
And then,
you drink the pesticides.
I get really, really hyper, like I'm on soda, and just start wailing, running around wailing at the...
You're
bee.
On soda?
Like,
you start...
I am mainlining Sprite, baby.
Sugar Rush kind of
thing. I'm freebasing Dr. Pepper.
You start hallucinating, and suddenly you're in the Thriller video.
I am Mr. Pibb.
It's not helping that I'm Michael Jackson right now.
A bottle of Coca-Cola and snorts it all up his nose.
That would probably fuck you up.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's not Dr. Thunder.
Go ahead and you...
Thunder! I can't control the Thunder! I can't control the Thunder!
Go ahead and do 5.
Yeah.
I got a 2 defense. What's the ducks?
That's your 1.
That was a cat version of
yours. I like it.
No, 1's
good.
That's good.
Oh, okay.
You want under what your number is.
But I rolled duck. So it's, yeah.
That's
duck don't mean dick.
Three attack and...
No, this is dick.
What game was it with?
1 defense.
Where Chris rolled duck and you decided it was a success.
I don't remember. It was Alex, I think, was the one doing it.
What about duck from the Walking Dead?
And I just said, oh, no, that's not 1, that's a duck. And he goes, oh, all right. It's a success.
It would probably very easily could have been No Way Squad then.
Was it the duck from...
I would think so. I mean, what other games do we have that we play that use 6-sided dice?
Yeah.
The Amazing 6-Sided Dice game.
Oh, it was the Amazing 6-Sided Die game.
That's right. Oh, that game. Right. That's an old school game.
Fisher is not amused by our attempt.
Yes.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
The aside is lost Fisher.
Much like the audience.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Halloween!
Just because the school is destroyed doesn't mean that we're out of the woods yet.
No.
There's not a... The school has been destroyed, and the hive has been, you know, crumbled, but it can be rebuilt.
Well, what I was going to say...
Chortlebot needs to make sure that nothing can be rebuilt. So he launches himself into the sky above the school, what was the school, and his jaw...
He himself up above the rubble.
Yes. His jaw unhinges, and a gout of flame just pours out as he scorches the earth completely where the school was, burning up any remnants of the hive, just completely torching the earth into an unrecognizable pile of ash. And then, for good measure, his head begins to twist around, and salt pours from under. onto the now scorched earth.
All right,
pouring down.
You gotta give you a 7 for that. That was good. I like the salt thing. I was gonna make you do it, but then you did it.
I salted the earth. I'm going to do 5 and 2. Let's see. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 for the attack.
Okay.
And 1 defense.
All right, so you don't get hit. Let's do...
In that game pass pencil.
Yep. I forgot to say who I was attacking.
Darn it, I got stuck with the game.
In fact, that's the end of the zombie children. There's still a few more bees, and the queen is still there.
I salted them to death.
You salted the children to death.
I'd like to deal with some of the bees if possible.
Deal with the bees.
They're partially rabbits, correct?
Yes, they are.
All right. I'd like to try and intimidate some of them to death.
Okay.
Because I've got a nerve in intimidation, so just walk calmly up to a couple of the bunny bees. I had a bunny when I was young. Bunny O'Hare, I called it. Loved that bunny like a child. Fed it all the food it could ever want. Just fed it till it stopped moving. Didn't move no more after that. Been looking for another bunny to try that out on. Maybe you'd want to come home. Got a nice cage, a bunch of carrots. I love you like a child.
Are you trying to kill it or rape it?
It's horrifying. I don't know. It's Boo-tober! Well, let's make that a scab roll.
What's the scab roll?
What's the number next to your skill?
Man, you thought the 4. Scene where I raped Meyer was awkward.
Roll as many dice. 4.
I want a defense. 12.
Nah, just roll a 4.
Okay.
It's when you're not really doing something that's a lot of details, like say you wanted to get through a locked door and your guy had like steel things or like a kleptopathic vision.
Well, I have unnerving intimidation.
Yes, that's what you used.
Yeah. I thought I'd roll it like the way I did the other one. Okay.
But you just kind of... It was one long detail. It was hard.
It's like how I made the thing. I made the formula. I just rolled my...
Gotcha. I understand now.
So now a couple of the bees have decided that you're going to take them if they don't kill each other. So kind of look at you, look at each other, look back at you, and then stab each other through
the head. Let's follow this one!
About how many bees are left?
Just a few, and the queen.
All right. I would like to transform into a giant brain flower.
Ooh, jukebox.
It might be nice if you gave us a little more details on what a brain flower was.
I'm thinking it would be a flower with petals, but the center would be shaped like a brain, since they are zombie bees.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So
cauliflower.
It looks like, you know.
You're going to grow some cauliflower.
Right. I'm going to be large enough that they can see me, trying to attract them to me, and just as they get to be so close, I transform into Chortlebot, and they impale themselves on the spines.
What if you just actually like a Venus flytrap, yeah, and they get close and just...
Oh, that's fine too. I can do that. All right, okay, we'll do that. Now I'll go flytrap, but I figured I didn't want to consume them.
Well, you just smush them.
All right.
You can consume them. They're delicious.
When you're
they taste like bunnies.
If somebody ate you while you were cauliflower, would you taste like cauliflower?
Probably.
Yeah. Go ahead and do four for that. Why not?
Four?
Yeah, I'll let you get the last piece.
I have one defense.
Quick, somebody beat Derek before he starts doing this.
Exactly. Two successes, and... However, I rolled a 5 on my defense, so I did not save my defense.
Oh, you failed it?
Uh-huh. I figured I'll throw this in there, and you can use a ninja to kill the last couple of bees.
All right. You catch one in your mouth, you transform back, and you look around and you go, I guess that's the end of the bees, and you look everywhere around you except up, and one is dive bombing you directly from up, and all of a sudden you see a big puff of smoke in front of you.
And a log.
The ninja appears, points up, and then just throws something, and then disappears, and a dead bee falls down next to you.
Fabulous.
And that's the last, Danielle. There is still the queen, Danielle.
I teleport in front of the queen bee.
Okay.
Madame. Hello, your highness. I am Dr. Jones of Kent. I represent the UN, the United Nations.
This is all bee talk.
Yeah.
You're actually dancing this.
Yeah. That's fabulous.
He's dancing it.
You've learned their language in the brief time that you've been studying them.
It's a thriller dance.
They weren't dancing. They were talking.
Wait, what's... Is the smooth criminal the one where he's dancing on, like, the keyboard or whatever?
The car?
Yeah, it might be it.
It's like the light-up sidewalk or something?
The light-up...
That's Billie Jean's.
Yeah, Billie Jean's on their sidewalk.
Okay, you're doing that.
The
dance
one with the piano and then... Is that Moonwalker? No.
Yeah, Smooth Criminal's the...
For no apparent reason.
One where they do, like, the weird bend forward and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Your children are dead. Please, do not.
Your children are dead. Those other children that you were...
Your children's children are dead.
Possessing are dead.
Yeah.
Your children are dead. The school children you were killing are dead.
The school children you weren't killing are dead.
It's Halloween. Let's end this mindless violence. Here's a crunch bar as a peace treaty.
Loaded with poison?
No.
No?
No. Because you are now a new species added to this world, so maybe we can go to peace talks and have a truce between humanity and humanity and
between Sean Hannity
and Danielle.
No, there's no reasoning with him.
In California we have the...
I don't mean to show any vanity.
In California the mattress people have citizenship. Surely Danielle's can get citizens as well. I will be your personal and negotiator.
Ambassador.
Here's my credentials.
You drop another scroll.
It looks at you kind of weakly because it's kind of had the shit beat out of it and it doesn't quite get what you want.
Yeah.
Is you learned its language, but there were some words in English that weren't in their language.
Like a full crunch bar.
you kind of invented some words to fill in the gaps, and it's just confused.
What is this full brain you speak of?
I handed its crunch bar into its mouth.
All right, it eats its wrapper and all. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really understand still.
It
It spits acid at you.
Teleport away.
Okay. So you guys have a nearly dead Queen Danielle that's now it's a little high on sugar, but...
I think I'm standing, like, right next to it still.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch. I'm going to stand back and watch with my arms folded while Meyer's, you know, dancing. While I'm watching the doctor dance and wondering what it's doing. And
why
then
can't we work things out? Why can't we get things right? Why can't we all just
get along?
Get along.
And then he puts the crunch bar in its mouth and it tries to spit acid at him and he teleports away and Storm shrugs his shoulders like, well, I guess he gave it a shot or something. And then Storm just leans.
When I teleport back, I get another bar and I put it in its mouth. That one was loaded. And
okay.
All right, well, Meyer can go first.
Well, just do what you're going to do because...
I was just going to kick it. So Storm reaches back like he's about to kick a soccer ball, and his foot just starts crackling with lightning. He just goes, oh, boom! He goes, ole, ole, ole! And he kicks the queen as hard as he can with a lightning kick.
All right, that head goes flying off like you're kicking a football goal, and actually goes through the football goal post the football field at the end of the school.
As I die, and I come back, oh, I had to poison this one.
Ooh, full bar!
Alright. As seen from Sticky, you can eat it.
Yep, I just, ooh, full bar!
You feel weird.
Ooh. You also start hallucinating.
So many jack-o'-lanterns.
Storm and Sticky.
He starts doing the Thriller dance.
Else dancing the bee dance to each other. Having a full-on conversation.
About this time you see a precision laser coming down from the clouds. And you hear a nuclear airstrike coming out of Chortlebot's mouth.
His head just starts spinning.
Chortlebot, I think we got it.
A hand comes punching up through the rubble. It's covered in blood, and Dick still dressed as Chucky.
Covered in blood and Dick.
Yes, it's covered
in blood
and Dick. Oh,
fine. Now they laugh at Dick jokes. You've been making them the entire damn day.
Sorry, chums. Once a nuclear airstrike has been initiated, I can't stop it. We'd best get out of here.
That door ain't a fool.
Ha ha! Ha ha! Ha ha!
Well, wait,
he's a comic, right? Who's got a red light they can flash?
Oh, don't do that. Don't light Chortlebot.
So, a hand covered in blood comes punching up through the rubble, and Dick, still dressed as Chucky from Child's Play, crawls out from under a chunk of the school's roof. He kicks some rubble away. Causing a cave-in to the bottomless pit under the school that the bees use to reach the school's basement.
Right, they tunneled up through.
They tunneled up from the center of the earth.
Well done, Ryan.
Yeah,
it wasn't actually the center of the earth. He lies about his lab being the center of the earth, but it was very far.
Well,
below.
It doesn't matter because he's not going to have a lab for much longer.
Right. So Chortlebot's nuke. Just you can see it spinning as it hones in, and it goes like bullseye straight down the pit.
Boston.
You just send a nuke to this to the area somewhere near the center of the earth.
The BBH.
Very well.
The BBP.
Boston's
the bottomless pit.
Boston is highly overrated anyway. We can go to if it's not, it's fine. Sorry, Boston.
The BBP.
That was close. However, I would still advise organics to clear the area, or you'll get leukemia. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha.
Leukemia. And a mushroom cloud comes out of the hole.
Just a cloud.
But it's a small one.
Oh, it's a pretty big mushroom cloud. But it's just a cloud. Radioactive cloud.
Just a cloud. I get all my video cameras so I can study it later. And put it in my bag.
Alright.
I'm gonna get an either.
So.
You guys hear a quacking.
Really good idea.
Oh, that's Neon Updike. I called him. You did. He dumps tar all over Sticky Pete.
Yeah.
Pete?
Yeah.
I'm thinking something, but I...
And then directly after that, he circles back and dumps feathers on you.
And see, I would think there'd be some way to get me out of that, but...
I take a picture?
No. No.
I get a little laugh.
Like tar and feathers.
I'd have to go meta. Like, I'd have to, like, you know, like... Because I wouldn't know what's going to happen, so I can't do anything about it. That's the thing.
So right, he's hallucinating. Yeah. The Sticky is hallucinating in...
I mean, covered in tar.
Be...
The tar now goes on fire, and then it's covered in feathers, and the feathers also go on fire. So it's not like this hallucinating.
This should be the button.
Human torch.
So we all laugh at them covered. Ha-ha! Freeze frame. And then you just hear the Geiger counter... like clicking wildly.
And then Sticky burst into flames.
Yeah, because yeah, it's flammable, so he just melts.
And then it just. You can hear the Geiger counter ticking wildly, and then we all move again. Yeah, let's get out of here.
I teleport away.
Storm dances away very jitterily.
No way, squad!
East Coast!
So right. Now,
this is game. We get credits.
Oh yeah.
And we go back to the office where
No, we don't.
On the side of the credits.
Oh,
the credits are rolling, and we have a little.
Yeah, it's a cutscene
after the
Kaku goes back to the tournament, dresses Neo.
Okay. Mindy is standing above Turbo Man, poking him with a stick. Are you dead?
What happened is out.
So
he's still asleep on the couch.
So now
he's been there for like 10 games.
So now there's a quarantine. There's a quarantine
radio. Boston quarantine.
right above the Boston bottomless pit. Right.
The DBQZ.
No, the DBQZ over by the DBVP. DBVP. Or, you know, the DB. Over in the DBQZ.
I wonder if the nuke that caused the DBQZ did anything to the DBV.
Uh-oh.
All I have to say is, that's all, folks.
All right. So we've created a radiation poison quarantine zone. We've made our mark.
I think we just turned this into Eclipse Phase.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You also made a giant volcano and a bunch of flesh-eating radioactive...
Well, right, I mean, like, in this, we made our mark in this game. Like,
in this game.
No, the penguins aren't radioactive. No, they just hunger for human flesh.
Yeah, no, they're radioactive.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
Because in order to become half-crab, half-man, the crab man that you fed to him... He was a radioactive crab man. The penguins ate the radioactive.
Oh, right, I forgot. We fed the crab man to the penguins.
Yeah. And I think other people, too.
Yeah, the penguins have been following around and eating the corpses of all.
Oh, yes.
That's pretty smart, actually.
Yeah.
There's also kaijus.
Storm really loves
little baby kaijus around.
Kaijus around.
I can't remember if I had mentioned that in the after credit scene in one of the games. I think I did, though, that the penguins were following around and cleaning up the corpses.
They're pretty handy, though.
They are.
I like kaijus.
That should have been an option in Dishonored.
What, having penguins following around?
Penguins following.
I want to play that game.
It's good.
I've been playing Dishonored. I got it for Xbox.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Give it back.
It's violent at times, which is why I see why I got the rating.
You missed it.
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
When you kill, you kill.
Before we go into a talk of Dishonored, Chris, that was a very good
game. Yes, I enjoyed that a lot.
And I apologize to all our listeners for that 2-hour and 20-minute tangent we went on.
So, Fisher, what did you think of your first game of No Way Squad?
I think it was a great game. Thank you so much.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, well, you're not invited back. Get out of here.
All right.
Thank you, Meyer.
We'd like to thank Fisher for joining us. And please join us next time on Ragnarok.
Twizzle sucks.